following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mag Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Elric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? It's the Deals in the D.com studios for another Drew and Mike show for Thursday. And Trudy's across from me, Mark and Brandon to my east, Joey to my west. And here we go.
Oh, we don't have a turf war, east versus west.
You could be caught east side, middle. West side? Yeah.
West Coast, East Coast.
I thought that was one of the more authentic things that happened in rap music was the East Coast, West Coast battle. Because, honestly, geography has so much to do with anger. And it was outrageous what was going on. I'm so glad they fought that. Facebook Live is brought to you by our friends at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. The patio is open in full effect and perfect today. At Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, enjoy the warm sunshine. Check out the $7.99 summer lunch specials being served daily starting now. Plus bottomless chips and salsa to go with your fresh squeezed margaritas. That salsa is so good. And 150 tequilas, the most in the state. Okay, so I was debating where to start today, and I had some good candidates, but I think I'll just go ahead and start with the new presidential poll, because the race is, I mean, here we go, right?
Yeah.
We got a Democratic debate schedule for the Fox Theater coming up.
Can't wait.
Boring. And there's a couple things happening that I thought were truly interesting. One was that Joe Biden is going to cure cancer. I've never heard a candidate make a claim like that. Is there any basis to, is he closing in on the cure?
Well, isn't there the cancer moonshot? Is that? But that's part of.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's from years ago.
It was they from years ago. That's why it's a moonshot, Trudy.
They can't have not put that together
closer.
Yet.
Yeah. No one knows that they're closer.
No.
That's quite a
Slippy
campaign.
Joe and Crazy Bernie.
Promise. But you want to get. Should we hit the Today Show about 7:02 this morning as Trump and Biden going back and forth? The poll has Biden clearly in a comfortable lead, 53-40. Bernie, 51-42. Kamala Harris, 49-41. It, anyone can run and beat Trump. Elizabeth Warren, 49-42.
Edge.
42. And Cory Booker, even leading 47-42. And he is saying that he may propose to Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
What would that do to his chances?
He needs a bump in the in the polls, so he's going to...
Wouldn't that be huge, though? Seriously? I mean, it sounds like I'm making fun, but I'm not.
Oh, it'd be huge.
I think it would honestly bump him a few percentage points. Because
she's a cool chick with a hot ass.
She is. She's got star quality. She's also would bring diversity to the marriage.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Why?
Isn't she black?
Isn't he black?
But she's from, isn't she Hispanic?
Sure.
Rosario Dawson?
Rosario?
Yeah.
Are you saying
is?
Cory Booker needs more diversity?
Yes. I'm saying it would help. It couldn't hurt.
I suppose. I don't know. That's funny. I didn't even think of her as, I guess I don't see color.
Just a thought. And I'm not kidding. I think she
Cuban.
Would bump him up. She'd get him a lot of attention, first of all. But let's look at the Trump-Biden back and forth, which I found myself laughing, I have to say. I don't really take any of it too seriously, but you can
Why?
Hear...
Because we're only 3 years away? How close are
we're
we?
We're not that far away.
Yeah.
What are we? Let's see.
Over
it's
a year.
June. I know, but...
A year and a half.
Actually, in a year, we'll know who it is.
You have to get to the nominations and the conventions, and what's going on with today? No?
I'm getting there. Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay. Hey.
Welcome to the world, Joe.
We have to get beyond Jon Stewart.
I don't think we get the cancer claim. We'll get to Jon Stewart. Joe is also saying, I think he's making some claims about Trump.
That may serve as a warning sign for President Trump heading into the 2020 race. And they're coming on the same day that he and the leading Democrat in the race, Joe Biden, unloaded on each other, dueling events in the early battleground state of Iowa. NBC's Peter Alexander joins us from the White House. Peter, good morning.
Hey, Savannah, good morning to you. Some of the president's aides and allies are already expressing concern about these new polls that show him behind six of the top Democrats. It's still more than 7 months before the first votes are counted in the Democratic primaries, but President Trump is already seemingly laser focused on Joe Biden, and Biden is saving all of his best swipes for the president.
Swipes.
The two men trading insults across a crucial early voting state.
Those are his best.
In Iowa, a possible presidential preview.
Sleepy Joe. He's a sleepy guy.
I believe that Trump poses a fundamental threat to America.
That escalating feud between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden on full display in a day of dueling events.
People don't respect him, even if the people that he's running against, they're saying, where is he? What happened?
Biden casting the 2020 race as a referendum on President Trump.
We have to clearly and fully reject, for our own safety's sake, his view of the presidency.
The former vice president taking aim at some of the president's most striking past comments as the Democratic crowd roared.
Quote, I have complete power. No, you don't, Donald Trump. Or only I can fix it. Fix yourself first, Donald Trump.
Whoa.
Ow.
When has the president ever used those phrases?
President Trump so far ignoring the advice of aides who have warned him against elevating Biden, repeatedly bashing him in personal terms.
Biden, who's a loser. I mean, look, Joe never got more than 1%, except Obama took him off the trash heap. Joe Biden is a dummy. I think he's the weakest mentally. And I like running against people that are weak mentally. I think Joe is the weakest up here.
While President Trump is publicly dismissive of Biden, privately his allies tell NBC News the president is concerned about Biden's prospects. With recent polls showing Biden maintaining an advantage over the sprawling Democratic field and in a head-to-head matchup with the president. Even in the face of the occasional protester, Biden displaying a different campaign style.
That's okay. This is not a Trump rally.
Peter, you talked about those poll numbers.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I got them both.
Trump said something funny on GMA's edition of that story about how he looks different. Something about suggesting, I think, that he's doing something to his looks.
Oh,
which has
really
been said by other people. Yeah, there was a complaint about a month ago that, why did Hillary Clinton get so much crap about her appearance and nobody's talking about Joe Biden? He's got less wrinkles than he did 20 years ago.
Everybody in Hollywood gets plastic surgery.
Joe gets BBL?
Yes, he probably gets
awesome.
BBL. He may get Juvederm, and he may visit someone like Dr. Roche on a regular basis. Sure. He looks pretty good. But
Fractor for those fine lines around the eyes?
Very possibly. Frankly, I don't remember people giving Hillary Clinton a lot of crap, though. Maybe I'm just...
Oh, the pantsuit rag and...
Oh, her clothes, yeah, no. No, she looks terrible. But, I mean, I don't remember a lot of stuff about her getting work done, though.
No. Actually, she needed to.
Yeah, she should have more work done, if anything.
I think she looks better when she ran, when they were
she's
first
all yours.
Running. No, I don't want her. I'm just saying. I think she has improved her appearance somehow. So...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because she's not yelling at you.
Oh, Jesus. Where does he get all those farts?
I don't know. I'm worried about his diet.
I think the chair.
Sorry.
I think the leather of the chair tore.
He's always bending over towards the board as if he just happens to be in that position with his anus pointed this way.
Like all of a sudden he needs to check a level.
Yes, exactly.
Hasn't been checked in hours.
Haven't you heard the audio playing?
What?
What?
You were checking the board.
Yeah.
And frequently,
is it okay? Is the board okay?
I hear a loud fart, and I look to my left, and there you are, like you're just checking the levels.
I'm taking care of the levels. I'm making sure the sound's
good. Well, while you're over there, you could pot your mic down.
That's what I was reaching for. I'm sorry.
Hey!
Smelly, but I love it.
There's another interesting Biden-related thing besides the curing cancer, which... is that something you suppose he just spit out?
Maybe. I mean, didn't his son have cancer? So yeah, possibly that's why he's on that platform.
But it doesn't anyone running for president have someone they know who's had cancer?
Oh, for
have you seen? Sure. I can't keep his kids apart, but did you see the other one got married?
Yeah, Hunter Biden. That's what I was just going to bring up.
Did you see
Hunter Biden is... Oh, she's hot. She's smoking hot.
Way too hot for him.
Yeah, I know, but he thinks he's really hot. And I think that's from Joe's DNA. I think Joe Biden thinks he's hot. Now, Trump thinks he's hot, too, so that's not...
Yeah.
I don't think it's... Trump thinks he's hot. He
it's not... No one's... Yeah, no one's alone.
What did Trump say he looks like? People told him he looked like somebody. It was like some really, you know, some
Brad
star.
Pitt?
It wasn't Brad Pitt. It was some... I swear to God. He said, people told me I looked like so-and-so. I can't remember who it was.
Really?
But Hunter Biden... Okay, I'm just wondering because... Trump's kids have become certainly part of it all. Don Jr., Eric. I mean, Saturday Night Live has just made hay over how stupid Eric is. Hunter Biden, okay, started banging his brother who died of brain cancer, banging his wife. I think literally it was within seconds of his last breath that the tip of his penis was in the widow. Within seconds. It was that fast. He moved in with her.
And he was finished 1 second later.
May have been.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think... I think the flat line had just occurred when he finished. So he's banging her for like 2 years. They break up in
She's
late
hot,
April.
Right?
She's pretty.
Oh, okay.
She's very pretty. Yeah, absolutely. And then suddenly they're breaking up, I guess, in late April, early May. Here's June. He's married already to a South African activist who is hot.
Melissa Cohen is her name.
Slow down.
And they have matching tattoos.
Yeah, what they do.
What a great idea.
Of what, please? How dumb are the tattoos?
I know, it's got to be so stupid.
Is it Biden 2020?
Honestly, I think that was the most embarrassing thing in the whole story. It's like banging his brother's widow within seconds and literally refracting within 2 minutes of his death. With his widow.
Like folks said the same thing.
That was terrible.
As you said it,
yes,
he said it.
Refracting before the body was cold. Thank you, Mike Vogt. So, as bad as that is, I thought the matching tattoos were even dumber than that.
That's really stupid.
But will this become, you know, I haven't heard that much about Hunter Biden, except that Joe got him on some board of something that,
Ukraine.
And then Joe was bragging about getting the person investigating it fired, but this same Hunter Biden was making a nice chunk of money on a board for something we put together with Ukraine, the Obama administration, and it looked a little hinky to the point that they were investigating it, and Joe was allegedly bragging about getting this investigator fired. Fired!
Whoa.
Which didn't sound very Biden-like to me.
No.
But not much, you don't hear a lot about Hunter Biden.
He's pretty off the charts there, off the radar.
I mean, I would think certainly Saturday Night Live could have a ball with Hunter Biden's festivities.
Oh, Drew, you can dream, can't you?
Well, that's good material, though. I mean, if he's president, I guess, I don't know. No, Saturday Night Live might sit that one out.
I don't think he's going to win the nomination.
Joe Biden?
No, I really don't.
Who thinks he's going to win?
I don't know, but I feel like they're just going to tear him down. Because we know the extremes of each party run... Pretty much the party. You think he's too moderate to win?
I think being moderate.
I think Bernie could beat him.
Bernie is so old. Don't we need a younger president? Period.
Wait, is he older than
Bernie's older than Joe Biden?
Trump.
Oh, Trump is 72. Biden's 76.
Bernie's 95.
Looks 95.
What? He's not?
I believe Bernie, can you check, Brandon? I think Bernie would be 78 on Inauguration Day.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it? I don't know how they have the energy.
Bernie should propose to Rosario Dawson if he wins. An upgrade.
Bernie, if you could steal her away from...
So should Boot Edge.
Bernie would be 79 by the time he would be inaugurated.
Wow. I think Trump's too old. I mean, 72 is, it's old to be president. It seems crazy to me. But,
he's the only 72-year-old on Twitter, though. He's an early adapter.
He's, does tweet.
Oh, that's a tricky thing.
That's right.
Still got a lot of the presidents age pretty well.
I haven't seen that many come out looking better than they went.
Carter looks wonderful.
In. Oh, Carter looked haggard when he was done as president compared to when he went in. He looked youthful. That was a rough 4 years for him. I would say Reagan.
It seems like the life expectancy of presidents, except for maybe JFK, seems to be really long.
Yep. Yeah. Generally speaking, I guess.
Except for the other one that died in office. Who else died in office? Pierce? Someone getting pneumonia?
Henry Harrison died in office, didn't he? Who was elected in 1840?
Buchanan. Didn't Buchanan?
Henry Harrison, yeah.
Yeah, Harrison died.
That's the guy who got elected.
Oh, Buchanan was gay, right?
No, that's the guy after Lincoln. Andrew Johnson was gay, I think.
Really?
Zachary Taylor died of natural causes while in office. Lincoln was assassinated. McKinley was assassinated. Harding died in office of natural
causes.
That's right. Roosevelt of natural causes, and JFK assassinated.
Hey, but which one of them died because it was raining on inauguration day?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking of. He died of a cold.
I think it's Henry Harrison.
He got AIDS.
Too weak.
He did. It was early AIDs. They didn't know early what it was AIDS at the time.
Why didn't they just name it Harrison disease? like Lou Gehrig's disease.
I know Lou Gehrig. Well, was he really the first guy to get ALS?
Of note.
No.
Well, anyway, things definitely getting interesting as it was the big lead story this morning. And, of course, John Stewart was a big story. You mentioned that, Trudy.
Mm-hmm.
And you made an insanely shallow observation that I thought was outstanding. Can you go to the story on the Today Show?
It's right there.
And where the shot of John Stewart is, because you'll see a guy behind him to his right who looks insanely like someone else.
Yeah.
Right, let me speed past.
And Drew got it like that.
I did. I know. And I am connecting to someone else from my past.
It was like 3 degrees of separation from this person.
Okay, who does that guy look like?
On the right?
On his right.
Over his shoulder.
Over his right shoulder. No, other one.
Oh, other guy.
Yeah. That guy.
Louis Anderson?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, seriously? That's what it was?
I think Louis Anderson was sitting behind him for some reason.
Dead ringer for Louis.
Ronald Reagan.
I gotta squeeze my vibe.
He does look like Louis.
Yes, and then he looks like who?
Bob Goodell.
Bob Goodell.
Worked for WAAF in Boston
Ronald
when I was there.
As?
Bob was the hero who, when WAF was bought and these mean people came in and started beating everyone up, Bob flew to the office of the new ownership and told them that it sucked, that they were ruining a great radio station, and the new owner came in and apologized and blew out a couple of people they'd installed.
Wow.
It's awesome.
That's
right. Apologize.
And he was also what?
Oh, the WAF giraffe. He was, as a teen. He was a lifer. Now he works for Cumulus. I don't even know if they're in that group. I don't know who owns WAF anymore, but Bob was a huge hero at the time and a very good salesperson.
Yeah. Somebody else did that when we were over there and sort of told on
Trudy, that was a great story.
The little dude who was in charge.
Yeah, I didn't know the whole story about that. Somebody actually called corp and said something terrible is going on.
He's doing mean things.
He's a mean person. and they got action.
They did.
See, you can make a difference. It was early tattletaling. Yeah. Tattletaling is huge right now. I'm convinced
now those people would just post it on Twitter.
Sure.
And see what happens.
Don't people seem to enjoy tattletaling now? I never hear anyone saying, God, what's with all the tattletaling? People are tattling constantly, and no one seems to mind.
It takes balls to do that one, though.
That's big. That's real. I mean, just tweeting something isn't much.
Because whoever picks up the phone at corporate is like, oh, okay. And then, speed dials her boss on the other end.
Yeah, and
out with the cardboard box.
Could easily be blown out. But no. They need to have little spies, little moles in the locales. David Ortiz, nothing much new there, but are we going to find out why they had a hit on him? Anyone going to pursue that part of the story? I know he's a beloved guy.
Didn't they arrest a second person?
Yes, they did. It's a hit. I mean, it's definitely a hit, but we were kind of led to believe that he might have been banging the big drug dealer's wife.
Yeah.
And David Ortiz, by the way, have you seen his wife?
No.
Seriously, Shelley thought, oh, she hot.
Really?
She's really hot.
Not surprised. Yeah.
But the drug guy's wife is hotter?
Hotter, I guess. Well, different. She's strange. Strange. Yeah. Unique.
They saved his life, by the way, by life flighting him to Massachusetts, I thought. Out of the Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah.
He would have died there.
He would have gotten
a
different disease. Yeah, they would have given him a bottle from the mini bar.
They don't.
Died.
I know. What is going on with the mini bar in the DR?
Right. I have no idea.
Here, would you like a salad?
It's like up to 20 people now that think something happened to them.
It was 70 the other day.
70? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, they said 70 more people have chimed in that they got sick.
That it could have been them?
Yeah. Is it like, so 71. What do we hashtag this? Hashtag,
like that could have been me.
It could have been me. Hashtag could have been me, DR. DR could have been me. God, that's a great drop to have. It comes up so often.
Like that could have been me.
But it wasn't. You were nowhere near there.
So I guess, will we find out about David Ortiz, or is he too nice to bother?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, if this was someone else, don't you think it'd be all over who he was banging?
Oh, sure.
We'll find
picture,
out.
I mean, I haven't even seen a picture of anybody.
We'll find out.
Maybe it's a little, was,
I mean, take your time, media. Come
maybe
on.
He was just hanging out with her and being nice to her.
I don't know. I don't
maybe
care.
The investigative reporting in the Dominican Republic's a little lacking.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
We seem to find out things.
Actually, they probably wouldn't want to report on the drug lord there.
They're still in investigating because they said the shooter was not that guy that ended up getting the crap kicked out of him.
Oh, no kidding.
Oops.
Yeah.
So they're saying they're
take
still
back
looking
my
for
laughter.
The shooter. So the shooter got away.
Well, that apparently. Guy drove him,
yeah,
though.
He
yes.
drove, yeah.
And he says he's just a taxi driver, but he had no idea. Wow. So, we'll take a quick break, and I'm going to talk about the chopper in New York. While we're talking 9/11 New York. You know, I do want to say more about John Stewart first, and that's that he's crying.
Yeah.
Which is very effective. Do we have audio of John Stewart?
He's incredibly genuine, too, if you ever read
him. I think he is.
Well,
I like John.
If you read about him and his background, like, this means so much to him.
Yeah.
Behind me
is Louis Anderson.
A filled room of 9/11 first responders.
Louis Anderson.
Where's USA Today today drop?
A nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying. They brought themselves down here to speak to no one.
And you can't argue with him either because these people are ill. They look ill.
I know! It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be. Because accountability doesn't appear to be something that occurs in this chamber.
Your and she go!
Cost these men and women their most valuable commodity, time.
Is he done?
No, he's.
Oh, he's pissed.
It's taking a long delay.
Oh,
it's the one thing they're running out of.
These gaps are too long.
This should be flipped. This hearing should be flipped. These men and women should be up on that stage, and Congress should be down here answering their questions. As to why this is so damn hard and takes so damn long. And the idea that you can only give them 5 more years of the VCF because you're not quite sure what's going to happen 5 years from now. Well, I can tell you, I'm pretty sure what's going to happen 5 years from now. More of these men and women are going to get sick and they're going to die.
Money's no problem for me. I've come into a little
nesting. They responded.
My mother died.
5 seconds. They did their jobs with courage, grace, tenacity, humility.
Man.
18 years later, do yours.
Amen.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm not even paying attention.
That was Louis on the
like,
stand.
He doesn't look like he is.
He was talking to Congress.
I'm not even paying attention.
Can I be devil's advocate? I Trudy, didn't work very well with you.
No.
Oh, my God!
That fund was humongous. Actually, people just peeped. They didn't say much. But there were some people that said, why are we giving so much money to these victims as opposed to other victims or any victims? I mean, it was a very unique way of making everyone feel better, and those people were victims. Absolutely. I didn't have any objection to it. It was a lot of money. In fact, some people, not only did they pay them their lifetime earnings, what would have been their lifetime earnings, they actually gauged in promotions and additional income. I mean, they ramped income up. The widows and widowers of the victims of 9/11 received phenomenal amounts of money. I mean, it was huge. Then there was additions to the fund as well. It was a very large fund. I forgot how many billion dollars it was. It was a lot of money. And my other question was, not only, you know, did they get, was the emotion of the moment? Tree's grabbing cookie. I'm tattling on Trudy.
Tattletale.
You hungry?
You know, because bad things happen to people.
Bring the cookies.
Trudy found that moment to get a cookie.
I'll bring the cookies.
The subject matter just wasn't serious enough.
They were very poignant. Go ahead.
Set her appetite.
No, you were on a roll, and so she thought this was her opening. There was, I got you, Trudy.
I need the cookie overruled the 9/11 first responders' needs.
No. That thought. No, you're talking about the victims.
Cook it down. Now!
No, you were talking about the victims, and I, my question back to you upstairs was, but the first responders, just because they you know, spent so much on the people who were the victims and then extrapolated outward and possibly, you know, maybe that was kind of like a bottomless thing.
Money.
But
give them all money. I don't care.
I don't care either. No, I'm not saying don't do it. I think now it's a political football, which is disgusting.
Well, that's dumb. I mean,
I know it is, but it is. It's a political football.
Do you want to discourage people from becoming first responders? It's honestly most insane job
but
in this country.
No, I don't. And I want them to come up money. I think they will. But I'm just saying they put a lot of money, unprecedented amounts of money for this tragedy, for those people who were victims. And the first responders, there's been money in that fund that's been helping them. It's running out, however, and I agree. I mean, these are the guys who suffered long-term damage. I don't know that they factored that in when they were giving these piles of money to these victims' families. I mean, it was a huge amount of money. There's nothing quite like it.
You talk about the emotion of the moment, which, yeah, no, that plays into it. I wonder, though, if we were attacked in, say, Seattle and, I don't know, Omaha. Well, is it because it's New York and D.C.? I don't know.
I think it has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, but the scale of this attack was beyond anything.
Yeah, it was. And I kind of like that the topic is up, too, to remind us that, hey, you know, it wasn't that freaking long ago this happened. And, you know, same with D-Day. You know, people are, what's D-Day? Who are these old people? Turn the channel.
What is gross old people on my TV? Yeah.
What are they talking about? What's D-Day? Dick Day?
Dick Day. And what about the War of 1812? No one ever talks about that.
But first responders, okay, can I ask this question? Let's just say that was a local event in New York. It was a fire. Some asshole set a fire, and they went in, and there was all kinds of, you know, asbestos or whatever on fire, and they were breathing terrible fumes trying to find them. They don't have insurance? Don't they have insurance as first responders?
Oh, that's a great point.
Don't they? I mean,
well,
I mean,
you would think
they did.
The insurance paid out something.
Oh,
in
sure. Well, I'm sure it does. It's probably not good as it should be, but I mean, is it Congress's job to take care of first responders? Or is
well,
it
let's burn down
job?
Their building and see how they feel about it.
I mean, no, I realize 9/11 is different. It is different. It's different to me.
To answer your question, no, it's really not their job, but I'm glad they did something here.
But you're right, Drew. 9/11 is different. 9/11 is the one, you know, if something happens in Omaha, like Mark mentioned, it's not going to come over. I mean, 9/11 was something that everybody throughout the entire nation felt. So to me, it's just like pay these guys whatever they need.
The ironic
forever.
Thing is, why can't we fix the VA?
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking, too.
That is
these,
Congress's
look
job.
Look at these horseshit VA hospitals. We don't take care of veterans. We talk about Trump talks about it all the time. Going to do this for veterans.
A lot of that is just out of sight, out of mind because they're overseas. Yeah. We don't, you know, it's a news story we see. A lot of people lived 9/11.
Why are veterans waiting? I mean, these guys in the Iraq War were waiting months and months and months for rehab, waiting months and months and months for treatment. Why was that going on? It didn't matter. Nobody gave a shit. But this is treated differently. And the only point I wanted to make was, it's not like we didn't try to take care of Trudy. Her desire for
That's
a bite.
Losing battle, Trudy.
Put that cookie down now.
She was going to take a big bite too.
You're not even paying attention.
Admit you had a big bite in mind.
I was so there. Teeth about to close.
I know you were so excited for that bite. I suspect during the commercial, somebody's going to go wild on a cookie. Even after the first admonishment, that even had faded away. Your need for that cookie, outweighed the admonishment.
In her defense, they're pretty damn good.
They are. I know. They look really good.
Super irresistible.
I have not
given
you can't
eat one now. You gave her too much shit.
well, also, I got to take care of this. Our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com.
She won't eat it now.
Oh, no. Trudy, now's the perfect time. They're in the middle of their Jeep celebration event. They're excited for you to be a part of it. During their Jeep celebration event, lease a 19 Jeep Compass Limited at just $188 a month. You can also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month. Or if you are more the Ram truck kind of guy or gal, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month? Better still, how about 0% financing on the all-new 2018 Ram Heavy Duties in stock?
Yeah.
And as you can see, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang. So take advantage of these deals right now. DealsInTheD.com. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
I was participating so that you knew I wasn't eating a cookie.
I suspected as much. And Maz
gratuitous.
Maz drove a expedition.
Yeah, he's already trying to sell you on one.
Well, I've got 13 months left on my lease. But I think because...
Exactly. It's never too soon.
Well, I think the Lily Abbey factor, all of a sudden, how can I get an easy sale? So he brought the expedition over, and he wanted me to drive for a day. And I was like, do I have to get stuff out of my car? And I was like, I don't want to trade cars for a day. So I needed to get treats for the dog. So I said, can you just drive me to get the treats? And so we drove to get treats. The expedition was great, by the way. Mm-hmm. That's a really nice vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was thinking I missed my Escalade. I really like that car.
Oh.
I know. Yeah. And they don't sell Escalades. But the Expedition was really, it was really nice, I have to admit.
What's funny is I told Tom that my car's due at the end of this year, and he didn't sell me on anything.
You butt out.
I wonder why.
You can only do one sale at a time.
He's tried to sell you, hasn't he? Hasn't he brought up your lease before?
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's weird. He has, but this time I said, hey, my car is up at the end of the
year. You took him up on it?
Well, I was just, I was ready for the hard 19? Sell from him.
Did he know you were serious?
Well, I'm serious. And then I asked him, I go, how can I extend my lease? He says, you can buy that car. So now he's trying to sell me my own car that I'm leasing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to buy that car.
What?
Pound salt.
But I would have expected him to say, hey, come check out this expedition outside.
Pound salt. Who is he saying pound salt to?
Probably me.
Hey, if you took the expedition camping, would you ever have to get a room anywhere or take along camping gear? Because isn't it pretty big?
It's huge. It's pretty big.
Sleep in it?
I don't know about not getting any.
Yeah.
Not getting it. I don't know where everybody's going to sleep in the expedition. I guess you can put those bucket seats back pretty far.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Nice.
Hey, Brandon, I was just gandering at your prep.
Yeah.
Man with cocaine in nostrils tells deputies it's not his. Whose coke is it?
It's just a silly fluff story. Yeah, it was just a guy who's gotten arrested. He had some cocaine in his nostrils, and he said, that's not mine. It's not mine.
Why didn't he, before he got pulled
over? Nostrils.
Yeah. Well, this is a good excuse.
Why didn't he do this when he got pulled over?
He needed to wipe his, nose. That reminds me, there was a new Cops.
Mm. Yeah.
And... some people really enjoyed the Predict the Cops episode.
Okay.
Game.
Oh. Have you watched this episode?
I did watch it, yes.
Okay.
It was not as good as the first episode, but there was one. I think the predictive element is still exciting. But first I'll mention that Dr. Yaldo is our network sponsor. And, of course, he's doing LASIK. Everybody knows that. People had great results. We've done really well with Dr. Yaldo. In fact, I think they're on one radio station. They've had great success with, and we're considered one of the good, there's the good pile and the pile that isn't working as well. We're in the good pile with Dr. Yellow because we've sent a lot of people over there and they've said great things, and they're selling the frames, as Trudy knows. You got the sunglasses there.
Absolutely. Oh, I was in a place downtown, an establishment in Farmington Hills, and they're like, are those the frames from Dr. Yaldo? See?
Yeah, getting around.
It works.
Can I get frames like this at Dr. Yaldo?
Of course.
Oh, you can get better ones than that.
Cool. What?
I'm just saying you could. He's got better ones than those.
Well, he's doing the CATS custom LASIK, the world's most precise. Patients getting better than 20/20 vision. It just sounds so routine now, the 2014 and 15. Trudy's having a bite. Busted.
Put that cookie down.
There seems to be no topic no topic that will stave off the hunger for that cookie. At least she's only halfway through.
And I'm sure she's enjoying every bite, huh?
How good is it under the pressure treating?
It's so good.
It probably makes it better.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, that illicit nature, I think, makes anything better.
Getting taboo. Away with it.
So, yeah, you get the 20/20 or better that so many get called super normal vision. Yeah. Takes only a few minutes, painless. Throw away the contacts, the glasses, and then the multifocal lens implants for people 45 plus. Frees you from your hated reading glasses, gives you precise far vision, and prevents cataracts. Got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yowler for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway, so you can cover all the bases with that. And look at frames.
Nice. I love your eyes.
Tell them Drew and Mike sent you for an additional discount. 1-800-398-EYES. 1-800-398-EYES. Or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And that reminded me that our friend Lisa Guerrero.
Oh, yeah.
At her 55th birthday.
Oh, really?
And, you know, she does such a great job for Inside Edition, and that interview with that pastor was really strong. I mean, it went crazy viral. She's done a lot of stuff like that. I still can't get past how hot she is. No matter when I see her, the first thing is like, oh, my God, is she beautiful.
Did she get a date?
I don't know about
that.
She
didn't hand out any roses.
She's been on vacation the last like week or two.
Well, that means she's getting it on.
So I've been seeing all of her Instagram vacation pics. She looks great.
Oh. She looks incredible. I mean, she's 55. How can she look like that?
She's great. Let's pray over her, guys.
Father, bless Lisa today. Thank you for her grandparents. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to know her and to her team. And I pray and I believe her peace will be successful.
I hate to say it, but to be around someone who's always praying for things. I mean, he was praying for an answer to one of her questions.
Yeah.
There's no end to it. That would get really annoying.
That's what I'm going to do next time I have to sort of come up with a difficult...
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Let me pray.
Let me pray about it. Because nobody can...
Thank you, Lord.
Nobody can call you out or fire you for that,
no,
right?
No, they can't. They can't do a thing.
Thank you, Lord. Help me. Let me pray.
Well, Lisa had a story on Inside Edition yesterday about some asshole. Oh, my God. That story was horrible. It was about a guy who tries to essentially piss the police off enough, I guess, to take a swing at him or... I mean, isn't that the idea? He's trying to get a reaction out of him?
I think so, yeah.
You want to hit on that?
Sure, I'll go back.
Oh, yeah. Cops queued up.
That's all right.
Oh,
excited.
Cops.
I'm excited about cops.
Yeah, this is related to cops. I think it fits. Okay. We can stack the cops' business.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at them. They're chasing.
From Indiana.
1083 traffic.
Better stop. Is that a male?
Now, I forgot why this guy's running away.
Tan hat.
There's no...
He's going to go in the sewing center.
Is there anything before this?
He's going to the sewing center?
I don't think so. I think this is where it started.
Huh. We don't even know why he ran
away. Oh, no. Here they're questioning him.
They're on the corner. Yeah, it's CVS. Last time I checked, he had a felony warrant.
Well, that's
and I'm not
running.
Sure if it got served on him yet, so we're going to check on him real quick.
Okay, the predictive element obviously is going to run away.
Come here for a second. Take your hands out of your pockets real quick. Chris, right? What's your name?
No. Chris. Tony Chris Jones.
Rodriguez. Watch this guy take off.
Okay, you have any ID on you real quick?
No, I don't.
You
of course
don't?
Not. Never.
How far into him taking off is he going to ditch his hat? It looks like that hat could slow him down. He's really wearing really baggy clothing, too.
He is. It's good for running. And he's got good wheels.
The cop says, Chris, right? He goes, no.
No.
He goes, what's your name? Chris.
Walk back over here to my truck for a second. You're not...
Watch his pants.
Oh, there he goes. Oh,
there he goes.
Oh, he ran into traffic.
Look at the wheels on that guy.
Ah. He got good shoes, good running shoes.
Whoa!
We already know this part. Yeah,
he
running.
He can fly.
Running.
And he runs
faster.
Great. He runs into this building. Do you think running in the building is a good move or a bad move?
Terrible
bad move. Bad move.
Okay. The sewing center.
It's going to be a bad move.
Which means he's the only man in that room.
Right. Yep.
Where'd he go?
He's a blend in.
Get on the ground now.
What am I going?
Grab, get on the ground.
What am I going down for?
Get on the ground.
What am I going down for? You just Come ran on. Away.
We're inside the sewing center.
How long you got in? Follow me.
How long you guys been following me?
How long y'all been following me?
What did I do? My truck is in the parking lot at CVS. I need somebody to
Why are you breathing so hard?
What did I do?
I love that drop.
Yeah.
I'm
out. Say that.
What did I do?
Subject's in custody. What did I do? Your name is not Rodriguez. Yeah. I dealt with you before, so quit lying. Okay?
He hasn't done anything wrong.
That's the reason I stopped you, is I know who you were. How long have you been following me? When I saw you?
It's like Trudy with the cookie.
So you're under arrest now.
He wants to know what to confess to.
For what? Well, last time you had it was a UUMV or something, right?
I don't know. Stolen car?
I thought I set that out.
Well, you might. But you his eyebrows waxed.
All you had to do, man. Ah,
check out his brows. I mean, for a homeless guy, they look waxed.
Yeah.
But the last time I checked, you still had a warrant. That's why I stopped.
Wait, how do we know he's homeless?
Did he say that?
Did he say that?
I didn't think he was
homeless. He's on the streets.
I mean, those shoes look new.
I've dealt with you several times.
Well, he's on foot.
He doesn't have any expenses, you know, his house is.
Most people have phones nowadays.
That's just what you do.
Oh, his eyebrows do look well groomed.
Did you drop anything at her place of business?
No.
Where were you coming from?
I was just heading somewhere safe, somewhere where I could change a shower.
Somewhere safe.
Yeah, he's homeless.
Yeah, you are.
He's
homeless?
Yep.
For all intents and purposes, yeah.
You just staying with people? Where have you been staying?
Nowhere in particular. It's just a luck of the draw type thing.
Okay, so where's all your clothes and stuff?
Nobody likes your house anyway.
You don't have any?
You don't have any? Yeah, if you want to go ahead and have him, put him in the back for a second.
Got pretty nice clothes for not having any other clothes.
Sure. What jurisdiction is this?
Not sure where this
great
is.
Question.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm happy. Oh, okay. Be on camera.
I'm Detective Dubois with the Crown Suppression Unit at the Lubbock Police Department.
Texas.
He had some outstanding warrants, and when we tried to stop him,
why does she
took
know
off
this?
Running. When he came in,
I'm
here,
a cop, you idiot.
And he was looking for the exit in the back.
Okay,
it's is up it with her hair. The fashion
there's
police need to get her.
There's no door on the back.
There's no door. He ran into a room with no door.
He asked for dad, and he was hiding. Oh.
I got you. Okay. He didn't throw anything.
We play another game. What's the ethnicity of that lady?
Good question. I don't think it's revealed either. Go on to the next story. There's really nothing left. Nothing against her.
Huh. I thought maybe Asian, but
I think this
Hispanic.
Is filler.
Are you saying Asian because it's a sewing center or something?
Maybe. It's my unconscious bias.
It looked like there was some Martinizing going on there, too.
So in that podcast that I've been listening to, Running From Cops, they were covering how there were people complaining that it was racist because most people who were arrested during some of the early seasons were black or brown. And so they're like, okay, well, then we're going to go to whiter areas and arrest people there. And that's why they ended up in Portland and Seattle.
Portland was very popular for cops.
Yeah, and they said there's like different kinds of crime there. And
yeah, it's true.
So at first I tried to go through legal channels, but the cops, think they were any help? Just gave me the runaround.
All right, here we go.
Okay, episode number 2.
My dad was a firefighter, so I've been around first responders my whole life. I was lucky enough to live and work here in
Alameda
the
County
Bay Area. I've been with the Alameda County Sheriff's Office for 10 years now. Been with the gang unit for 2. As a member of the gang unit, we work to
get over yourself.
Take guns and drugs off the streets. We take great pride in that.
All right, so we're getting ready to stop this white U-Haul van. It failed to stop at the stop sign, went over the limit line, so we're going to light it up right now.
Come on.
Take a look at this guy and pause.
Come on. Hey, put your hands on the steering wheel.
It's a U-Haul van. Pause.
Okay.
What's going on, officer?
Human trafficking.
Sounds like
a class guy. I think he's up to no good.
Because he made the cut of the show, I'm going to say yes.
yeah, of course. Of course.
Yes.
But what is it?
What do you think he's got going
on? He's
got
to be, can't be that transparent that he's shipping something in the U-Haul.
Does he have any drugs?
I was going to say yeah, because that's what he's got the U-Haul for.
A lot of drugs or little drugs?
A ton. He's got a U-Haul.
Okay, does he have a weapon?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, there's a gun. There's a gun and some cash.
You got to protect your drugs, Drew.
Sure. You sound so confident about that.
I think he's into human trafficking. That's what's in the back of the van.
Really? Wow, great guess.
Oh,
I like that.
I'm not saying
it's right, but
freeballing here.
Okay.
I like it because it's way outside the box.
Do you think he has his license?
Never.
Does he have a warrant?
Of course he does.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And he's in the country illegally.
Make sure you stop. You go to that stop sign.
I think they call that hitting for the cycle. Weapons, drugs, no license and warrant.
What's your first name? Not behind the limit line, though. What's your first name?
Oh, I apologize.
Whose van is this?
Oh, it's a U-Haul.
It's a U-Haul, duh.
Yeah.
Where y'all going?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm going to Walmart.
You moving?
Yeah, we moved to Texas. And then I come back, you know what I mean? Grab a couple more things that I got to take back. And right now, we're just going to Walmart to send to me.
Damn, so you're going to go all the way to Texas, huh?
Got to.
So you're moving from Hayward to Texas? Okay.
Big transformation.
Yeah? Probation for you?
Huh?
You got probation, right?
No.
No?
No.
What about your girl? The girl's all good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Who's that to you?
This my friend.
Friend?
Yeah, okay. That's just my friend.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I shouldn't be on no probation no more.
Prostitution, baby.
We'll just verify that. Okay. Make sure you're
wait,
good
shouldn't be on probation
right?
anymore.
Cool. Hey, you want to hang with them? I'll run around.
What's up, boss?
What's going on?
What's your name again?
Jose. Transformation.
Yeah?
I haven't seen you in a minute. How you been?
Oh, I've been good. Got up out of here. That's why you haven't seen me.
Yeah.
He's on probation for a...
Oops.
He's a, for a... felon possession of ammunition. So...
For what?
He's on a...
Guns.
He's got a search condition hooked up as probation. So
oh, he's running guns?
Search his car. So we can find out.
Oh, oh boy.
Yeah, boy.
All right, Victor.
He's not going to want to hear this.
Yeah.
What's that?
He's not going to want to hear this.
Hey. I made a terrible, terrible mistake.
Close the door. You got probation, right? Cool.
What?
Which one? I was off the base. Oh, okay. Just don't want it, man.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Step out. Face that way, okay?
Keep my mistake. Guess I'll be on my way then.
There you go.
I don't think so.
What?
I'm going to put the handcuffs and just detain you for it now. It's not under arrest.
No problem.
Thank you for cooperating, okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Aw, that's nice.
Ooh. What's
uh-oh.
This? Gun?
Huh?
Drugs.
Got a gun in his pocket.
Now drugs, hey, now drugs. And the other one.
I got a banger, so why don't we get her out?
Banger?
Anything else on you? I got a knife here, okay? I'm going to put on the front.
Can they divert traffic so I can hear better?
It'd be nice. This closed caption.
Anything else? No. We're going to walk back to the sidewalk.
That was gross.
Wow. You know, you're a felon, right?
Yeah.
It's because you're on probation,
yeah.
So.
Yeah,
no, you're
fine.
You didn't think about shooting me, did you?
Oh, man, come on now.
That's why do you like carry a gun?
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I just picked it up and I was dropping it off.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was trying, stupid, trying to do a favor to somebody. That was all.
Is that your gun?
Huh?
Is that your gun?
No. It's not mine, bro. That's what I'm saying.
But these
just,
are your pants, right?
These are my pants. These are my pants. Yes, he found it on me.
He's just being a nice guy. He's doing a delivery.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Any more firearms in the vehicle?
No firearms. There's air rifle.
Oh. Air rifle?
Yeah.
I saw the rifle bag. Sorry.
Yeah, that's it.
That's not his, though.
Okay.
I just want you to be honest with me.
Yeah, no. Honestly, yeah, there ain't no more.
People are always honest. Policy, that's a great thing.
I mean, I ain't tripping about that. It's good.
A lot of money, bro.
Are they gonna find more?
Got a Walmart. I was trying to send it right now to the family so I can.
You always
that was a good one.
No, like I said, I just picked it up.
A Walmart story?
I sending the money to the family.
Actually, it wasn't even a bad story, to be honest.
Let me know, okay? Because there's a female deputy that's gonna come and check you out. All right. She can check.
I have two empty baggies. That's it.
Okay, where are those empty baggies?
Right
at?
Here in my bra.
Oh, okay. Gross.
Oh, it's where empty baggies belong.
All right. Anything else in your bra?
Nope.
Cause she checked them out there. She dumped the shit out the window, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Inside
my boobs.
Why keep the empty baggie?
He just picked me up.
Because so they'd see the baggie if she just dumped the baggie. Oh. That's what I suspect.
I'll dump it last.
Yeah. So the water bottle you're holding, anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Nothing.
So this guy's on a probation that allows us to search pretty much all his property.
Great advertising for U-Haul, by the way. $19.99.
Two bags of meth right here.
Meth.
Oh, this is pretty common. Looks like this package for sale.
It's a lot of meth.
This is just more than a normal amount that one would use. So
yeah.
A lot of time they use these U-Hauls to transport dope, firearms, stolen goods, and he's got some burglary history. So these guys are up to a little bit more than just moving. So we'll just take our time with the search, and I'm sure we'll find more.
Hey, Jose. So off what we see, you got 2 8-balls of some meth. You got a bunch of cash, both in your wallet and in your pocket, and you got a gun. What does that look like to you?
A dumbass.
Besides that.
Besides a dumbass.
He's self-aware.
He made himself laugh.
I don't know how you gonna look at it. I know what I was doing. You know what I mean? I don't know how you gonna look at it. You know what I mean? And like I said, I mean, I was just going to Walmart to send money home.
Yeah. All right.
Wait,
you know what I mean?
What
that's,
about
how,
the,
that's how I support my family over there.
Cool. Well, for us.
And I'm the only one.
It looks like you're selling methamphetamine.
I hear you.
Okay. and that you're obviously armed nice with a firearm while in possession of methamphetamine. And the fact that you're a convicted felon while in possession of a loaded firearm. Right now, what you're being charged with is going to be a loaded firearm in public, convicted felon in possession of a firearm, possession of methamphetamine while armed with a firearm.
Three strikes.
So this is the firearm we found.
I'm amazed how calm that guy is.
We did a record
check. I'd start crying.
He's pretty used to being arrested.
His story's just not adding up. These traffic stops are inherently dangerous. Gangsters like him carry weapons such.
Gee, I guess I was wrong.
That's a good. That's a good game. I like it.
It
was a mistake.
It is fun. I play with myself.
I hear you.
I made Trudy and Brandon play a game I like to play. That's with the Women's World Cup.
Yeah.
When they show the girls and when they show the women and the starters.
Thank you.
It's the would you game.
Oh, would you game?
Brandon is a big fan of Norway.
Yeah.
Why, I just like Norway's midfield.
That's the only reason Maz watches.
It's so ridiculous.
Norway's entire team is hot.
Some of them, yeah, they're all yours.
Oh, look at this young gun.
Pierce County, Washington.
County Sheriff here, and I've been helping the community ever since. And now we're on the way to a no contact order violation. It was a roommate situation that went south, and she was kind of a caretaker for an elderly disabled gentleman, and she's now come back, and she keeps harassing him, and she's stolen a few things from him and
I
stuff
bet
like
you're
that.
Banging
and
your roommate that was in the shower.
There we go.
I love that. That was from a Springer show, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Hey, Nikki.
Young.
Come on out.
What's the note on the door,
hey,
I wonder?
Hey, is Nikki in here? Is that her just came to the door?
An evac notice?
Yeah. No, we have other roommates.
Okay.
I just heard her voice.
So, okay, well, can I come talk? Can I just talk to Nikki real quick?
She's not here.
Is Nikki going to be hot?
Okay, is Nikki going to be there, first of all?
Yeah, she's hiding. Yes.
And is she going to be hot?
No.
I think I'm going to go out on a limb and say
no.
If she was clean, she'd probably be pretty attractive.
No. Okay.
Not going to be hot.
Oh no, I'm way off. Damn it. I tried.
I don't remember that well. I don't think I was in my quiz.
Swung for the fences.
But it's reasonable.
Brandon, do you think she might be hot?
No, I'm going to go with Trudy.
Yeah. Okay, hope springs eternal.
She just answered the door.
You sure that's her?
Uh-huh.
They know it's you.
They know
it's you.
Remember from the other night?
You're gonna arrest her?
She has an order in place, and she keeps going over there.
She's going to be meth hot.
Nikki, where you at?
Oh, that's it.
Don't do this to me.
Okay, pause for a second.
Look at the crock pot.
Is she going to go willingly, or is she going to be difficult?
No, she's going to be difficult.
Okay,
it's on TV, after all.
You might be right.
I want him declared a nuisance. I want him taken away for the night.
The window?
I don't know where she went.
Fake. Okay, pause for a second.
He knows where she is, right?
Let's see, how can I say this? It's too obvious. Go ahead.
Nikki.
She's got big tubes.
Nikki.
Oh,
really big tubes. I forgot about that.
Hot,
so this is the room here.
Oh. You think she's in here?
I think that's the room.
Let
she's
the dog
in,
find
yeah.
her.
She, Nikki, Mark, you're gonna be
Sheriff's
you're gonna, you might feel
you're the bedroom.
Happy
you need
if
to come out now. You're gonna get bit.
She's not
you're
the hottest,
under
but.
She's caught.
Are
she's
you,
caught.
You
caught
hands behind your back. Are you arrested?
Order violation.
Oh, rubber face in that linoleum.
Give me your other arm.
How did I violate? How did I violate?
Get your other arm out.
You're sitting on.
She's on the floor squirming.
How I violate?
You get bit. You're gonna get bit.
Her mouth is a problem. I'll tell you that much.
I am not violating anything.
Yikes.
Nikki. Nikki. I have you on camera violating.
Oh, sick the dog on her.
Show me on camera.
Please.
I don't get listen to women yelling at me telling me to shut up.
Get your hands, you're going to get bit by the dog.
I didn't violate anything. Show me on camera.
Put your hand behind your back.
I've been sitting on my head the whole time.
When she's not yelling, she's not that unattractive.
Shut up.
Thank you.
Not
you
that unattractive. Yeah, fuck her up.
My hands are behind my back.
Put a muzzle in her mouth.
There we go.
Show
We're good.
Me. I did not violate.
Duct tape.
I want to see it on
Anything.
Camera.
Tell her yeah, shut up.
For.
Luke, can I get a drink of water?
Yes, Nikki. We'll do that like last time.
When is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
I'm not even on camera. I
yes,
want to see it.
Give me a hand.
Prove it to me. I haven't even left my house today.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
There you go. There's your girl, Mark.
She's gross.
Hey,
she's not even
contact. And just let him know we don't need the keys to his
room
anymore.
Thanks, man.
She's got some banging boobs.
Disgusting boobs.
We got you on camera.
She needs a breast lift.
Boobs are hanging out by her belly button.
She's not wearing a bra.
I want you to show me.
They're not that saggy.
Such a lie. No. But they can steal everything of mine and you didn't arrest not one of them, Luke.
They didn't steal anything of you.
I've got the whole list. It's in my room. Sergeant Rossbaum.
She's reasonable.
Sit down. All right.
Sergeant Rossbaum.
You down there.
I can't believe she's on a first name basis with this.
I know. Did you get a surveillance of the last one, too? Did you get it into the department?
I have.
They're
going
to show it to her.
Who are these ladies?
Oh, my God.
That's the place she's violating. She's not supposed to go there. Watch, you're going to see her.
No, I don't.
More than that? Okay.
So this is, you can see.
He's a neighbor?
So this is her.
The famous video.
Okay, with the shovel and the pink dress.
And
yep.
And you can see.
Oh, they have like a doorbell security cam.
Yeah. And there she is.
Okay, perfect. I'll probably take some snapshots of this one just to make sure we get it.
That girl's
okay.
Cute.
She is.
They never thought they would get caught.
All right, Nikki,
caught.
So
we caught him.
You know, we get the call to come out here because you're on camera.
Pause it. True.
What?
Those tubes are all yours.
True.
I didn't say I wanted them. I just said they were big. They're huge.
You implied, though, that big tubes.
I made a terrible, terrible mistake.
I just said she had big tubes, didn't I? Yeah, I said, but, like, but, oh, my God.
I see your nipples, too.
I didn't say I wanted a nurse on her.
You implied, like, you implied that they were, like, Kate Upton-esque. Like, we
I
would
did
enjoy
not.
Them.
Well, I mean,
no,
just,
I didn't.
Just
not say they were, like, Respucia big.
Well, I didn't realize she was quite that big. She
were,
a little bigger than I
said
thought.
Big tubes in sort of a, you know, cavalier way, as though, you know. That they could actually be.
I don't think that's
pleasant.
A very flattering outfit.
It's like a muumuu.
She's not wearing a flattering she's not wearing outfit. A bra. You're they right. Could be a lot saggier.
Whoa.
Oops, all right, make it the picture for the show.
One's going east, one's going west.
Wheelbarrow and a shovel.
True.
I see you wheelbarrowing around and all that.
Uh-huh.
So that's what
you need to be piling on.
Today.
Okay. So what's wrong with that? They says I'm not allowed.
What happened to your last cookie?
On the property. No, it says the property.
Where does it say that?
In the order that you signed.
I mean, look, I'm not even, did I hurt him? Did I bother him? Absolutely not.
The order is in place that prevents you from coming on the property.
You know what? This has been going on since day one. They have stolen almost $40,000. Of my personal belongings. You guys have been to my house mm-hmm. every single day harassing me and my roommates, and I have to hide for the last 3 days. I've been hiding out because you guys want to come over there and arrest me. For what reason? So every day has been something new.
Sounds like you're straining to do some explaining.
On the property here, though.
You saw me yesterday on the property?
I read through the
three nipples are hard, too.
Yeah, dude, well, I mean,
down yesterday.
They got battered around a lot.
Now I'm going to jail again.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and it isn't, it's not fair to me. Why has nothing happened to me?
The order you signed says you cannot come on the property.
Well,
and you said you came on the property today.
Why are these people, why is it okay for them to steal my belongings?
They didn't steal your belongings.
I didn't steal their camera, and I went to jail for that.
Mm-hmm. You did.
They stole all my stuff and you haven't done nothing to them, Luke.
Hang on
a second,
blah,
Nikki.
Blah, blah.
Okay. You're not going to win that argument with
that. They stole $40,000 from her.
Wow.
Is that fair?
This game's getting a little too predictable.
Wow.
Well, cops. As Brandon said, they wouldn't save it.
Will Drew find this woman attractive?
Oh, come on. She had big boobs. She did. They were really big.
But they were gross.
You couldn't see them. I didn't say she was hot.
Well,
he left it out.
That, someone else did.
He legitimately did say they are big. He's right.
Show me them big old titties. Come on.
Well, by that standard, the girl.
They were not that saggy either.
The girl in the second segment had big boobs. The one with the things in her bra.
No.
Yeah.
No, not for her size. She was huge.
Well, for her size. Now you're adding the caveat.
No, but that girl was much bigger.
Yeah.
It's apples and oranges.
But if you're just looking at just the boob, her bra size is probably bigger.
Well, there wasn't any discussion about her boobs or if she was hot or anything.
But it's about the misleading statement of big boobs.
That the woman in the
Brandon,
second. Come on, do not compare episode 2 to episode 3. That woman was much bigger in episode 2.
I'm just saying, episode 2.
She had smaller boobs. She was bigger, boobs smaller.
She had big boobs, though.
I don't know. If she lost 100 pounds, she wouldn't have big boobs.
Maybe not, but... Let the record state and show that she has big boobs.
Oh, listen to the ladies.
You
and you'll be
her.
Rolling around in a big field of titties. But don't trust the titties. The nipples are tiny cameras.
If you're into her, I mean, go ahead.
No, thanks.
What is National DJ Month, National Adopt-A-Cat Month, National Pride Month, National Iced Tea Month, National Soul Food Month, and the hottest deals of the year at Zotford and Holly all have in common? They're all happening in the jumping month of June. As you may imagine, our friend Maz celebrates each and every June event, most of the time while
sounds
playing...
Sounds like someone's having their monthly.
While playing hooky from work or driving their fancy cars around.
Damn it.
Pretending they can be traded in for a car. But when he is at Zotford, he can help you lease the all-new 19 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive as low as $99 a month. Or in Maz's absence, Gary, Maz's personal sales manager, can help you lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $144 a month.
Gary's a rock.
Fuck you, Gary!
He's just steady.
Regardless, if you care to celebrate cat, iced tea, or soul food this month, be sure to include Zotford and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County in your celebrations. See details and their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Gregory Roche.
All right, so what does Sunday in June have in common?
Father's
Day.
Father's Day and brides. And both of them can get special. Dr. Roche's dads can treat themselves with special discounts on all non-surgical and surgical procedures in the entire month of June, like 360 lipo, body tight, and male breast reduction. Give dad a gift certificate, brighten up his day, and tighten up his dad bod for summer. And also brides, moms of brides, the groom, and members of the bridal party, special discounts on all surgical and non-surgical procedures all through the month of June. Injectables, one syringe of Restylane, get $100 off the second syringe. Or you can buy two areas of Botox, Dysport, and get $100 off the third area. Or Diva, just for the ladies.
Nice.
Three Diva treatments. Regular $4,500 for $3,850 plus get a free spots. All at the offices of Triple Board Certified Dr. Roche. Call 248-338-1110 for a consultation. And you can go online at droche.com and look up all of these surgical, non-surgical procedures, the before and afters, and also just check out. What's going
I'll
on?
I'll bring the cookies.
Put your best face and body forward. Dr. Gregory Rose.
Yeah.
Nice. Is that it?
Yeah. You know what? I was in their office the other day, and I found out that they have a baby raccoon.
What?
They're taking care of.
Oh, no. Well, I know Bonnie loves animals.
I know. She's a huge animal lover.
Come on. That raccoon will turn on you.
Maybe this raccoon will be an emissary to the raccoon world.
Any chance a raccoon gets, a raccoon is turning on you.
Raccoon.
That happened to my dad.
Trust him. Yeah. I know.
Oh, what?
He brought in a little baby raccoon.
Was this before he brought in homeless Al?
Oh, this is way after Al. Way after.
Did you have to share a room with the baby raccoon?
Oh, no. No, but that was back when we lived in Emily City, and we did have a pet squirrel, which was really fun to have, actually, for a couple of years, because it was a great parlor trick. You'd be outside, and check this out, and the squirrel would run up to you. And,
ugh,
and, disgusting.
And by the way, the squirrel stopped coming to us because Al. The squirrel jumped on Al. He had no idea we had a pet squirrel, and he threw it.
Oh.
He threw Rocky, our squirrel. What? And
sounds like a fun game if it weren't mean to the animal.
As much as we've talked about homeless Al, you never brought up the fact that he threw your pet squirrel.
Well, a squirrel.
Rocky still lived in our yard for the next, I don't know, 2-3 years.
Yeah, but he had a grudge.
He never came to us ever again.
Well, that was smart.
Stupid.
Totally smart of him.
But my dad got a raccoon, and he nursed it as a baby. It was
a raccoon?
Yeah, raccoon.
It sounds like chimpanzee.
Yeah, raccoons.
Raccoon? Isn't that raccoon?
Raccoons. No, it's raccoon.
And he and his wife were taking care of it. And
say
then
chimpanzee.
And then one day, out of nowhere, the raccoon just went rabid. Just and they had to,
see, wow. I told you, they'll turn on you any chance
they
can get.
Turned on them.
When they get, like chimpanzees when they get to be adults.
Ugh. Ash panda.
Yeah, but supposedly they were awfully cute as babies.
I hate raccoons.
I do
raccoons.
Too. I really do.
I hate squirrels.
Squirrels are fun.
Charlotte got me a Father's Day card, which I already received for some reason, but she got it because there were squirrels on it, and she knew I wouldn't like it because there's squirrels on it.
Wow. Jeez.
What's going on with this kid? Can't sleep
she
at night?
Hates me, man.
Well, she's sleepless.
Trolls me. Yeah, you're right.
So, Brandon, I didn't read your prep until we started the show. I was just, trying to graze over it while I was talking, and I see you sent the story about the guy who left the country over student loan debt. Was that some millennial defense for you?
No. I mean, in fact, I think this turd left because of his internet search history. I don't know. I don't believe this guy. $30,000 isn't, $150,000 like some people have.
How many people have 150,000, by the way?
Is it really that on many us? People? Like now?
No, 150,000 in student debt.
Anybody who has really a master's or a graduate degree, or depending on what school they went to, a bachelor's, if they didn't get, you know, student loan.
Were they not told
or,
they had to pay the money back? Or?
If they didn't get a scholarship.
Did they go to private school? I mean, that's a lot of debt.
That's really common.
150 grand?
Yeah, if you're a doctor, if you're a...
If you're a doctor, you're going to make money.
Make it up.
My brother
no
had
time.
Student debt. He was a doctor.
Yeah.
He was all through student debt.
Yeah.
He's okay. He bitched about it. Not like a millennial, but he bitched about it.
Well, it takes some time to get on your feet, Martin.
Not like a millennial.
Get back.
All right.
Aren't you glad you just wrapped
today?
My
brain just gave up on that one.
It was a... You know,
breaking news what? With Mort Krim.
What happened?
I hit it by accident, but I'll mention the brand. I didn't mean to hit it yet. They've arrested the shooter in the Ortiz.
Oh!
What? Oh, really?
Whoa.
Yeah, and a couple other people.
It's a plot?
The shooter, along with five other suspects, were paid 400,000 pesos. Can someone find the conversion of pesos?
Probably about 10 bucks.
That's what I was wondering.
Which is about 20 days' pay.
Two men drove up. One of them got to fire a single bullet. Yeah.
How many pesos?
50,000?
400,000.
Oh, 400,000. Oh.
Brandon's doing the conversion.
It looks like 400,000 is
20 grand?
21,000 US dollars.
It's 21,000 split among five?
Yeah, wait, is the peso the same, though, from country to country?
Yeah, is that the Dominican Republic one, not the Mexican one?
Oh.
I mean, that might make it even worse. One of the guys, the alleged shooter, was able to escape, but the other guy was beaten to a pulp.
Makes it so much worse.
How much?
$7,830.
Oh, wow.
So six total people were paid $8,000 to kill Big Poppy.
Yeah, but
why wouldn't you go to Big Poppy and go, hey, check this out. Me and my buddies were off.
Because the drug guy would kill you.
Well, just move. He'll fly you back to Boston and set you guys up in an apartment.
Did they all split that, or did they each get $7,800?
Yeah, no, it goes a long way in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, it does. Oh, that's true.
So they each got $1,300?
Something like that, yeah. About $1,300.
The ambush
nice
involved
math, Brandon.
Two vehicles and one motorcycle. There's still one person at large. They also presented the gun that was used to shoot him in the press conference.
You know, because I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé, Other Way, where the American goes to that country.
Well,
by the way, the 60-year-old Jenny, who is going to be with Kumit, the 30-year-old Indian guy.
That's a great name.
Jenny.
Kumit the frog.
She sold all of her stuff. She sold her place. She gave up her Social Security. Everything for this guy.
Gave up her Social Security?
Yeah, she can't have it if she lives in India.
Oh, she's collecting now?
She was going to collect,
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
And
she needs somebody back in the U.S. to collect it for her.
I guess she has to renounce it for some reason. I didn't understand
fraud.
That at all. But she flew to meet him in, not Mumbai, but another.
New Delhi?
Mumbai?
I'm not
how
sure.
How many Indians?
It's irrelevant. I mean, as if we're all going to think it's so different if
I
name
call
the place.
It Bombay?
That's Mumbai. Mumbai.
I don't know.
Anyway, she gets to the airport and no Kumit.
Oh.
I know. Bummer. But my point was,
Kumit ghosted her?
Kumit!
Well, Kumit had to tell his parents that he was moving out because his job was changing, which was a lie.
Who are you?
Because they're so embarrassed.
I'm very professional.
They were so embarrassed to have the old bag in their house when she was visiting that they wouldn't tell the neighbors that she was Kumit's woman.
Oh, right, yeah.
They were so embarrassed. So he realizes that there's no way she can live with the family. Mm. So Kumit decided he's getting his own place, and he was on his way to tell his parents he was moving out because his job changed, which was a lie.
Was it the call center?
And yeah, it was the call center. And he thought, he suspected that they would not believe him.
Oh.
So, and then he really makes it sound like he can't bolt the family unless, if it's for Jenny, it can't, that he was not allowed to do it. He's 30. By the way,
I hear you.
Anyway, the point was, there's a guy in Washington who's moving to Ecuador to be with the babe.
Oh, she's hot though, right?
She's way hot. Uh-huh. Yeah, way hot. But he's a Mormon. She's not. She doesn't want to have kids. She thinks that he has to do all the work, that the wife stays home, and that's the way they think in Ecuador. But anyway, you know, in these places, all these people are going, they reveal things like, the average income in Ecuador is $3 a day. And I was like, wait, how can you live on $3 a day? Like, a pack of cigarettes would knock me out for 2 days. So how am I going to eat the rest of the week?
Hmm.
How do I eat? I mean, seriously, when they tell you things, when you hear numbers like that, don't you go, wait, $5 a day, how are you going to live on that? I mean, you start doing the math. Like, well, I got to have this. I got to go to McDonald's. Wait, McDonald's, that's going to be like $5. I'm done.
You
in Ecuador, she must live.
How am I going to fill my car with gas? Wait, I can't even have a car. I make $5 a day. It just seems like you're so fucked. And then I think, can't Ecuador do a little better than that? I realize it's a third world country, but I mean, can't somebody invest in the country? I mean, can't they do any better than that?
What's in Ecuador to invest in?
I don't know.
There's oil somewhere?
There's people who make no money.
I mean,
couldn't they have sweatshops there? They'd be better off with sweatshops than with that. I mean, people in sweatshops make like $1.50 an hour.
That's where we get all our merch for the Drew and Mike store, made in Ecuador.
Ecuador.
Just saying. I mean, it just seems like
we don't need
petroleum.
Do we?
Just seems like you do a little better than that.
Ecuador's main export commodities are petroleum, bananas. See? Very important.
Are they the original banana republic?
Yeah.
Didn't they make license plates there? I mean, our inmates make license plates.
Shrimp, yeah.
That's why there's no money there. It was probably owned by a banana company.
Seems like you could have a factory there. You got people with shit to do. They're making nothing.
Wow. They pick bananas.
Oh.
Yeah.
It just seems like that would be quite a hard. I can't get past the making $10 a day or $5 a day. I just keep trying to think of, well, I guess you can eat lots of rice. I guess they do eat lots of rice. Yeah, but
yeah. And bananas. And their overhead is low.
Oh, yeah, the overhead's low because they don't have indoor plumbing. I mean, there's a lot of issues.
Right. You don't have to have heat.
No.
There.
Yeah, it's pretty tough life. But they love their families. Uh-huh. She won't leave. She won't come. She didn't like it in Washington. She's a bitch, though. She's a huge pain in the ass. And he spent his last $2,000 so she could open up this cocktail bar.
You know the most common currency that's circulated in Ecuador is? The dollar. The United States dollar.
Well, his dollars went pretty far. This cocktail bar is pretty nice, but his parents are upset because it's not in his name because he's not a citizen, so it has to be in her name. Well, what if they break up? And, like, the cocktail bar really fucking matters if they break up.
Right.
Piece of shit cocktail bar. Ecuador. You'll be nuzzled out of the profits.
You guys want to move to Ecuador? It sounds pretty nice.
Yeah?
Maybe you don't mind making $7 a day.
Well, let's see.
It looks nice. Well, go ahead. Move there. So like it so much.
Just stay good at what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
That chick was hot, man. Kind of with him. Yeah. It was a good move for him.
Oh, she's incredibly hot. I mean, I almost wish she would gain 50 pounds because I really think it's going to be a disaster. Mm. I'm not holding out much confidence that this is a good move for him. All right, so do we have any phone numbers today, Brandon?
Yeah, lots.
Seriously?
A few. I have new Social Security number. I also have a new Consumers Energy scam. Mm.
What?
Oh. Well, is anybody about to be arrested or anything? I mean, whatever we need to get to. This is breaking network news. I'm all over it.
There's a restaurant in Midland that, let's see. They received a call that Consumers Energy, they're going to shut down the power within a half an hour. If they do not, go to 7-Eleven and get some payments and send them to them.
They fell for that? No one fell for it, right?
No, instead the restaurant
is closed.
Sent it to us.
Oh, they sent the number? Okay, let's call.
What's the restaurant? Do they get a plug?
It is Lucky's Steakhouse in Midland.
Oh, my God. That sounds delicious.
I'm glad we have people in Midland listening.
Do they deliver? How far away is Midland?
Well, there's a couple of Lucky's that are closer. There's one in Rochester.
Do you work for Lucky's now?
There's one in Emily City, where I'm from.
Ooh,
do you have a connection to this?
Davison. Well, the listener here.
Can I mention the Hall Financial Hotline is open? You should call 248-308-5000. Or go on our website, click the link, fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you pronto. Maybe you want to do a refi, or, of course, drewandmike.hallfg.com. 12 tips last week.
Nice. 12 tips?
12 tips. How about that? They're on the entire network now.
How about that?
How about that? Pretty excited about that.
Thank you for calling the Business Contact Center. If you're calling to make a payment or a payment arrangement, press 1.
Yeah, press 1.
For balance and billing information, 2.
I have a lot of natural gas on our property.
Press 3.
This sounds legit.
I think it does.
Who would not threaten to shut off the power?
That's terrible. How are they going to serve dinner? Probably been over.
Thank you so much for contact. Bill is the payment. This is Will. How am I happy today?
Yes, is this the energy company? Is this DTE?
Consumer Energy.
Yes, that's
BGE?
Correct. Yeah, no.
Yes, this is Big E.
Yes, okay, thank you very much.
Big E.
I was being I was told I received
Fuck yourself.
What?
Whoa,
what? Suck my
whoa.
Dick. What happened?
Well, that took a quick turn.
Calm back. Wow. Calm back.
You screwed it. It was consumers.
Okay, calm back. I didn't know that.
I'm so confused.
Wow. Wow.
We're getting plowed in the ass
they
by the
good.
Oil companies and
they
the gas companies
recording?
With their 10-gallon hats and their rotten ass-plowing hearts.
He's very credible, by the way he answered the phone. Thought he was
BGE.
PG.
What?
Do you mean PG&E?
But he really cares if I pay him, whether it's to DTE or to consumers.
Yeah.
He won't take my money.
How did you know you weren't just old and confused or something?
Well,
I mean,
that's
you,
what
you go
I
to 7-Eleven. You have a lot of gift cards laying around.
Thank you for calling the Business Contact Center. If you're calling to make a payment or a payment arrangement, press 1.
Press 1.
Information.
You sing good. Oh, I guess they're never going to answer the phone again because I didn't know the right scam. That's pretty clever. I'll call you back. What is that? What is...
Might be their hold music.
So we've just shut them down?
Oh, good. Good work.
And I also have a social security number.
Okay, let's call them.
All right, geez, that guy was a jerk. But it just shows you that, you know, they're putting these actual recordings that sound legit right in the beginning of it.
And he was legit. He sounded great. He's doing a fabulous job.
Very businesslike.
By the way, today it would be day 7 of that lady's hex, right?
Yes.
And we're all still alive so far.
Oh, that's right.
So far, so she's wrong.
Ooh.
What was the hex for?
That we were going to die. We're going to die.
Oh, that hex.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
7 days to live.
There she is.
The minute waltz.
You can ask. 7 days to live. You can ask for that hold
your call
music.
Is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Nerd.
Where's the music now?
Hello? Hello?
The better truth.
Madeline's favorite song. Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Pretty good, except I have a problem with my social security number.
Right.
I've been okay.
Madeline prefers a live version.
Oh, that's right. I'm
live
sorry.
At Wembley.
What, does she like the applause?
No, there's just a different sound to it.
And specifically Wembley.
Yeah, she doesn't want the Australian version that's here, too.
Hello? Oh.
Wait. Yeah.
Oh, that's the ELO phone.
Cody Wilson, Social Security Administration. How can I help you?
Yes, I've been told that there's some problems with my Social Security number, and I want to take care of it pronto. I
Social Security number. Okay. Okay, oh. We need to receive a call in a second.
I'm sorry?
We need to receive the call.
Oh, receive the call today. I didn't realize there was a problem, and I looked up. I couldn't find any information. This is the first I've heard of it. What seems to be the problem with how can you mess up your Social Security number?
Yeah, I Mr. Stanley. Mr. Stanley. Are you Mr. Stanley?
Yes. Mr. Stanley.
We need to receive a call exactly. Uh-huh.
The call was today. Is this the Social Security Administration?
Social Security Administration, Cody Wilson.
Yeah, where are you located? I just heard
we're located in Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. Boy, it's a hot one down there today, isn't it? Boy, you guys are busy over there. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm here. What seems to be the problem?
What is your zip code?
My zip code? I don't know if I should give that out over the phone, but I guess it doesn't matter. 48009.
The best thing that you need to do is like put your middle finger in your asshole and lick your finger. Okay.
Oh time yeah. Okay. Oh. Oh, you're so classy. You're such a fucking loser.
How's it taste when you do it?
Put your middle finger in your asshole.
Nice life.
And lick your finger. Yeah. That is the best thing.
You're so cool, ripping people off.
So you did that?
Wait, so you finger your own asshole and taste it?
Yeah, where'd you get the idea?
Yeah. You can try it right now so that you can solve, you can resolve.
No,
right?
I don't want to
so
do. I don't want to steal. I don't want to steal your move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I know you're banging your mom and you feel bad about it, but you shouldn't be stealing from people. That's really stupid.
In your wife pussy or in your mom pussy or in your mom.
What? My wife's pussy. What's wrong with that, you loser?
Finger, okay?
You're such a good scamster. Really you do such
good,
a.
Okay. You can try. You can.
Why don't you stick
it
in your goat's pussy? Or do you need that for a dowry later on?
How much money to make doing this?
Roll Tide, huh?
Yeah, right?
Hello?
Get your fucking finger out of my asshole.
American people, they're just a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're such a piece of shit. I'm sure you know us really well.
American people, a piece of shit.
I'm sure,
you know, I'm calling you from
I'm sure you wouldn't want to trade your life with any of ours.
Yeah, he's calling you from his mansion.
Yeah, you're calling me from your mansion. Yeah, you're a piece of shit hot. You are a piece of shit. You're zero. Why are you calling people in the U.S. trying to steal their money? Because they have money and you have none, you zero.
Why don't you steal someone's money there?
Yeah, we have none. American people, they're just a piece of shit. They don't know we're about to come, okay?
Don't worry about what?
What, your camel?
Oh, I see. You must be doing so well calling random Americans trying to steal money from
you.
You must
life.
Be doing so well.
Nice life.
I guess it's just a sideline like Amway.
Your 18 siblings must be proud of you.
Oh, damn.
What an asshole. You're feisty.
Yeah.
Oh, he's there.
What do you want, dickhead?
Oh, he wasn't responding because he was tasting his finger.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just talking to that other loser. What loser is this? Hello? Mr. Zero?
Is this the manager?
You want to talk to my manager?
Yeah, I want to talk to your supervisor.
Oh, here comes the profanity watch.
Okay. The thing is, first, you need to put your middle finger in the asshole. Like yeah, that's... So
come
I
up with some... You need some new material.
Okay?
Yeah, you need some new material, dude. We already heard that. That's lame.
So, are you gay? Are you gay or are you a lady?
Ooh.
Are you gay or
I'm
are
a
you
lady.
A lady? Nice question, idiot.
If you're a lady, yes, we sell dildo, all right?
Why are you wasting all this time? You could be stealing money from people. Why are you talking like this?
One dildo, you will get like two free, all right? One to get free.
That's a great deal.
I'm so impressed with you. I got to say, you've got a great future.
Like even the dildo, if like pink color, gold color, silver color, there is so many color vibration.
What's your favorite color?
What dildo feels best in your ass?
No.
He's not a dildo guy. He's a butt plug guy.
Dildo. American people, like all the celebrities, they mostly use dildo. You know what I mean?
Well, I love the way you're ragging America. You're calling America trying to steal money from people because you're such a zero, and you're making fun of us.
Like, they're just a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit, too.
Enough expendable income to buy dildos.
Grandpa, they paid money.
How many dildos?
I'm sorry, a dildo there would cost you eight calves.
Dildo. If you buy one dildo, you will get two free.
What does that cost? What shithole country are you in? Is that like five chickens and a goat or six roosters and a hen?
Like, yes, you can try it first. Put your middle finger in the asshole so that I'm going to
use. You already used that, dude, man.
So
come on.
You can use anytime.
Come on.
Okay.
I'm sure one of the 1,500 people that are working in that area around you can come up with better stuff than that.
It has a smell in there.
Yeah, can't you get
it probably reeks in there, Brandon.
Can't you get a cubicle or an office or something? Because we hear the 500 people in the boiler room, and you lose credibility.
Well, so you lose credibility when you speak to them in a different language while you're putting us on hold.
From Alabama.
Yeah. You should know that for the future.
What smells worse, that boiler room or the bus you took to work today?
Kiss my butt, Roll Tide!
Who has more people, that boiler room or the bus you took to work today?
He's still there, Brandon?
Yeah, he's still there.
He's coming up with a new one.
He's coming up with a new one. Why don't you put your finger in your ass and smell it this time?
I going to fart.
You're not being very productive.
Butt mic's working there now.
If I don't hear a good fart in a second, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, come on, man.
It sounded like butt mic.
Lisa, did you ever try?
Did I ever try what?
Try. Come on, finish it. Come on, you can do it. Come on,
you
buddy.
You know that I'm out of a country. Okay.
Oh really? I had no idea.
You sound like you're from Alabama, though.
Oh, you don't have any idea.
No.
So we are putting as well. My name is Omar Al-Qadai. You can call me AK-47.
Okay, 47.
Cool rat name.
Ooh.
Are you in a gang?
Yeah, the way you talk to me, your English is very good, okay? But my accent is very heavy, right? Since I'm not from your country, I'm out of your country, okay?
You are in our country.
Out of your country. Not in your country.
Okay. Yeah. What country are you in?
From Taiwan.
Taiwan?
Oh, Taiwan? Really? We're way off.
Huh.
Is it a nice day there today?
Do you know,
Trudy's trying to rebuild it.
So do you know, like, I usually visit Japan and China.
Yeah.
I saw a story in Taiwan on 90 Day Fiancé, a television show. There were a lot of hot women in Taiwan.
Do you know Jackie Chan? Do you know Bruce Lee?
Oh, yeah. Do you know?
I love them.
Bang, ding, ow.
Do you know my friend?
Captain Sum Ting Wong.
Or maybe.
We were rebuilding
Ho
it.
Lee Fook.
Or.
Yeah, who is your friend?
Yeah.
May Waiter?
Yeah.
May Gregor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good for you.
Hey, are the Taiwanese women hot?
Taiwanese women is hot, but I'm not from Taiwan, okay? Just have play around. Oh. I'm not from Taiwan.
Where are you from?
Just want to hear the story that you're going to make up, okay? Just I'm testing your mind.
Oh, he's testing our mind.
Oh, I see. You're testing our
mind. Is there any guy, Andrew?
No.
Not Andrew.
No. Is he in trouble with the Social Security Administration?
No. He don't have any problem. If he put the middle finger in his asshole, lick the finger.
Well, he did that.
When it works, you got to keep going back to the well.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Hold on a second.
Stay on the line. Okay, good. Yeah, okay, I got a tree. Sorry.
I kind of admire that he pulled back from it and then hammered
it. Did you ever lick a dog pussy?
What?
Did you ever lick an adult pussy?
Did you ever lick, like, big pussy or camel pussy or dog?
What?
No, I didn't. But I see you think about it regularly, so you may have done it.
There's not a lot of camels over in America.
No. At the zoo.
Did you ever suck your grandma pussy? Did you ever suck your grandma pussy?
No, I didn't. My grandma's dead. Thanks a lot.
Your grandma's dead, so you can go and suck your grandma dead body, okay?
God, you're so insensitive. We don't have a lot of camels around here, so that one, it'd be really hard to suck a camel's pussy.
Camel toy means what I mean is a lady beating the
camel toe.
Come on.
America invented the camel toe.
Yeah.
Nobody wears anything tight enough to show camel toe in this country. Come on.
American people like, they have a very good camel toy.
I agree.
That's true.
Who fucked your own mom? Who fucked your own sister?
No.
Right?
Whoa.
No incest. Well,
you really...
That's what American people do.
Really? They don't talk about it nearly as much as you do.
What a potty mouth.
Really?
You mess up the wrong guy, okay? So just waste your time.
Ooh. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. You've been wonderful.
You had the call. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
See ya.
Good luck, Dick.
I admire him.
You know what? Props to that guy for saying that.
I give him some. He's a worthy adversary.
You guys should send that bit to the wheels. You think they'll play that one?
I don't think so.
For sure.
Yeah, it'd be about 1 second long. Wow.
How are you?
Nice existence.
Have you been all right?
You gotta admire that he laid off that joke and then hammered it at the right time.
That's what I'd say. Seems to have some anti-American bias. You know, we frequently get accused of being xenophobic. I think he's a little xenophobic myself.
See, we're not so bad.
We're probably giving billions to whatever country he's in. What do they give us? Nothing!
You have 7 days to live.
Yikes.
Oh, wow, scary. Mm-hmm.
So they just have the number now, and they know when this number calls. Is that it? Is that why we can't get very far anymore?
I think our number's on a list of mean people.
But that shows you how small the pool is.
Could
you know?
Be. I don't know.
Like we have this picture in our head of all these different places, but maybe it's just
probably all just going there.
One big one?
I wouldn't be surprised if the show logo is on the wall for every phone.
What if they're all just
point?
Big listeners and they recognize your voice, Drew?
And it's their chance to get on.
I think so. But that'd be cool.
Huge, huge listeners.
I welcome them to the audience if they are.
I mean, you picked up the phone and the guy's like, Andy!
Huge listener. Now here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your finger.
Can we watch the Lisa Guerrero story to celebrate Lisa's 55th birthday? I thought about calling her today, but
So today is her birthday?
I think it might have been yesterday.
Okay. So she doesn't
She had a post with a beautiful picture in a one-piece bathing suit.
Yeah, she's on vacation. She wouldn't have took your call anyway. She's busy.
How do you know? Busy. I think Lisa likes us.
Oh, wait. This is yesterday.
She tweeted at us.
Hey.
A couple times.
She never tweets at people.
No.
Really?
She's a huge hustler. She really is.
She's great.
I mean, honestly, at her age, to rebuild her career,
yeah.
I thought that was really hard. And and she's still hot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really sad to say, but I think it's true.
That's a good point, though. She really did rebuild her career. Because I mean, after the Monday Night Football thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, in football, generally, once she's off the football field, where does she go? Yeah. Well, she resourcefully becomes this investigative reporter.
She pivoted.
She did. And at her age, it's rotten as hell. But how many women who fall out of the mainstream media, so to speak, can reinvent themselves? I'll give you an example. First of all, it doesn't happen very often. this is ridiculous, but there's a what's the girl's name? Shauna Robinson. She does the reunion shows for 90 Day Fiancé, and I was like, Shauna Robinson.
Was she married to the drummer? Wasn't she married to? Am I confusing her with somebody?
Jeff Clark.
She wasn't married to a rock star?
I don't know.
Oh, I must be thinking
of honestly, I didn't see her on TV for years, and all of a sudden I was like, wow, what do you know? She does have a gig, and she's good at it. But I looked her up, and I think she's Lisa's age.
Huh.
And
Jeff Clark?
Who's Jeff Clark?
Are you sure it's Shauna Robinson? Or?
I think it is Shauna. We'll check 90 Day Fiancé. I'm pretty sure it's her. It's the reunion shows. Maybe it's not Shauna. Is she in her 50s?
Well, this Shauna is like a race car driver.
I was thinking of the one who was in Playboy. Was she ever in Playboy, the girl you're thinking of?
I don't know. I think she's half black is my guess.
Oh, well, now I'm totally lost.
Is it just Shaun Robinson?
It could be Shaun, yeah.
Oh, wait. Was she married to... No. I was thinking Rodney Pete.
Yeah, it's definitely Shauna.
No, Robinson. That's... Yeah. And she looks great, and she does a nice job, but I was thinking, you know, my first thought was, oh, my God, she's doing this now? Because I remember, wasn't she on one of those shows, like Inside Edition or...
Yeah.
You know, one of those entertainment shows. Entertainment Tonight, maybe. And my first thought was, oh, my God, she's doing this? And then I realized, well, yeah, she fell out of that. Where was she going to go? You know, it's terrible. She's from Detroit, by the way. I didn't realize she was from Detroit. She's 50. She's about to turn 56.
Nice.
She looks great, and, you know, she does a nice job, and it's a gig.
She was married to MLB player Daryl Hamilton.
That's right. Wasn't she married to another athlete?
That's the only one I see.
All right, Hamilton.
Eventually, we're going to put together her bio.
And I believe there was a rough stretch of road, too, financially speaking. And so, you know, she picked her ass up and found a gig, and she does it well. And, you know, like I said, my first reaction was, oh, my God, she's being entertained. What's she doing this for? And
now it's good for you.
Good for you, exactly. If she was selling Amway, I'd say the same thing.
One of the most stressful jobs out there, but it's being made worse for some cops by people who seem to be taunting them, trying to provoke a reaction. They say they film police to hold them accountable, but is it really just a way to get material for social media?
Oink, 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 piggy, piggy.
Can you believe what you're hearing?
Oink, oink.
And listen to the abuse being heaped on this female state trooper.
Man, look at how fat you are. Oh, my God. How the f*** you chase somebody down, you f*** Miss Piggy?
Who would say such a thing to a cop? This guy.
Aren't you just being a jerk?
His hair.
I have to be honest and say that there are some times where I am going overboard on purpose to elicit a response.
52-year-old Tyrone Eddy calls himself a First Amendment auditor. He even posted
That's
video
not a
of
thing.
The encounter online. Wow. That nasty graphic is his handiwork.
Man, look at how fat you are. Oh, my God. You Miss Piggy?
Lisa Guerrero had some tough questions.
I was really offended when you called a woman Miss Piggy and you said that she was fat and you were screaming at her while she was doing her job.
Sure.
She wasn't doing anything wrong. She was simply doing her job.
It's one of the videos I felt bad about.
Really, this is one of the ones.
That is the number one.
Would you be willing to take down those videos?
No.
He's not the only one we found deliberately taunting and insulting police officers.
Go beat your wife, bro.
Have a nice time.
Go beat your kids, bro.
Listen to what 28-year-old Jesus Padilla says when a cop approaches him at a mall in Texas.
We want to
The taunting is deliberate. Critics say they do it to incite a reaction they can post online. This is what happened when Padilla entered a small town police department in Texas.
You're in a restricted area and you must leave.
Don't touch me, mother.
Don't touch me.
The area in
was arrested for harassment. He denies any wrongdoing. Chief Joseph Salvaggio.
But there's something fundamentally wrong when somebody spends their day trying to antagonize another human being.
People are going to look at your videos, and they're going to say, this guy's being obnoxious, he's being rude.
If you've ever been violated by a police officer, you would understand that that's not even close to far enough.
And look at how fat you are. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sure he was just terribly violated. I'd love to know what happened to him.
Regardless, if he was in fact legitimately violated by a police officer, why is he taking it out on all of them?
Well, the ones that aren't doing anything
wrong.
Yeah. I mean,
what's the point of that?
Isn't this a form of stereotyping or not racism, but
it's
some kind of ism?
Yeah, it's like when you group everybody together, kind of like when you group together like a generation or something.
Which is why I don't understand why it's okay
that's
to do that.
That's, when it's truthful, it's okay, like with millennials.
Well, why is it okay to do it with police?
Not.
I mean, we know there are a few bad police. Okay, but
he's a free speech auditor.
Yeah, he's an auditor.
We know what's going on here. The guy's a dick, and he wants views on it. Yeah, that's all it is. He's a human life troll.
Yeah. You know what? The troll population, what is it at now? I mean...
Trudy, I wonder that.
He's a professional troll.
Million, at least in the U.S.
God.
These people must spend hours every day. I have trolls, which blows my mind. Like, wait, I have trolls?
Oh, everyone
really?
Does.
I know, but why? What for? What do they get out of it?
You gotta pay the troll toll. If you want to get into that boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll to get in. You want the baby boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll. You gotta pay the troll toll to get in. Troll toll. What you say? Troll toll. Hey, hey, hey. Troll toll.
If he's doing it on social media, maybe he's making some money doing it. I don't know. I almost
sure
respect that more than people that just go around just doing it because they get off on it.
I'm sure he's making money.
It's easy to do now, you know. You can generate your own stuff and then post it.
It would be nice.
Get all that attention.
It'd be nice if someone took a camera when he was doing this and turned it on him and just harassed him.
Yeah, and put it up on a site where... A more enlightened site.
Because
and then he would get trolled.
Did they say what he does for a living?
Just said he uses it for social media to get clicks.
I mean, the guy's got to be self-employed. He can't have a boss because wouldn't you think they fire him for that?
He'd be gone.
Just for being an idiot.
It'd be like if somebody was following him around and trolling him, trolling cops, it'd be troll inception.
Ooh, whoa.
I like that. Okay. It's become apparent to me that the Women's World Cup is the biggest thing there is.
A second.
And you know, I feel bad talking about this because, honestly, the fact that these women are working so hard and they're doing something great, mm-hmm. I feel like something gets taken away from that every time I hear this complaint that, well, the men are paid more, the men have more resources, and it makes me want to say, okay, why don't you play the men and let's see who's better. Because this morning's story, for example, I think it was on GMA, was saying, yeah, the women won 13-0. That's more goals than the men scored in the last three World Cups combined.
But they're also playing.
Yeah, they're playing men.
Yeah, Taiwan. They're, who are they playing? Taiwan? I don't even know.
They're playing Taiwan, who are crying at the end of the game.
But, Thailand.
Oh, Thailand.
Doesn't that
Thank
tell you.
You
that women's sports are a little different when the opposing team is crying because they're losing 13-0? And also this discussion about whether, you know, how you're supposed to behave Thank when you're you. Winning 9-0.
That's the most sexist thing there is with this whole story.
Well, I think it is, you know, what I think is dumb is that they're encouraged to score as many goals as they can for the
good.
World Cup
that's
rules.
That's a good thing. They want to encourage scoring.
But they're doing, the women are like sliding and showboating when they're scoring the 10th and 11th goal. And I'm thinking, you know, that's,
USA.
That doesn't go over
USA.
Terribly well in
USA.
Men's sports. In men's sports, you get brushed back when you showboat or somebody hits you a little harder.
Well, then you
should
beat them or stop them from scoring.
Well, I agree. I just thought I thought the fact that they're encouraged to score more goals for the World Cup tiebreakers, that's one thing. But, you know, did you see the girl who did the big slide after she scored? Like, yeah, I don't know. I think that's – maybe women's sports are just different in that respect. But I'm constantly told that they're equal and they should be paid equal.
Every goal is celebrated, though, in soccer.
Everyone. I understand that, but it was
there
a little,
many of them.
It was a little beyond that. But I guess women's sports are
I don't
different.
I think so. If that was guys celebrating that way, 13-0, no one.
Maybe soccer's different, but if you're winning 13-0 in a, or you're winning 49-0 in a football game, you shouldn't go for 2 points for an extra point. You shouldn't have a big celebration in the end zone. You shouldn't be throwing 80-yard passes. And the same way in baseball, if you're ahead 12-0, you shouldn't be stealing second and stealing third. It's sort of an unwritten rule.
They did let up. That's not their fault. Thailand sucks. And you have to, like you said.
I don't even know why two teams are playing each other that far apart. It seems stupid. The Taiwan team was crying.
I know.
They were crying. I mean, doesn't it tell you that women's and men's sports are a little different? So why don't they just
pull apart? I know that GM of Golden State was really tearsome. He didn't even play in the game.
The guy that was injured wasn't even crying in that case. It was totally ridiculous. But they keep talking about this lawsuit about unequal pay. You know, they got into the other day, they were getting into the fact that the men's sport has more viewers and has more customers and there's more money spent. And then, of course, but that's institutional sexism.
Is it, though?
Why don't they play each other? Just play each other and find out, is there really a difference in the game?
I mean, I'm asking that seriously. Is it really institutional sexism?
No, I don't think it is.
When the sponsorships pay more for the men's sport.
The women get tons of attention. How much more attention can the women's team get?
And I got to say, that's really not the fault of the players at all. I don't understand how overboard they've been with promoting this.
Well, I feel like When they constantly compare it to men, it's creating this unfair argument. Why can't they just celebrate the fact that they're the best women's team and get off the business
dominated.
Of comparing?
Yeah. Well, they get mad because other women's teams are paid more in other countries. The difference is they have leagues over there.
Well, go play in the other team. Go to the other country and play. Why not?
Because they're American, man.
Well, hey, we've seen this in Olympics where people change countries for various reasons.
Well, they do it in basketball
all the time.
All the time. They get passports. That one the one woman who's on Popovich's team, coaching staff, she played for Russia.
Oh, she's a big help.
But what I was going to say is the professional women's leagues. Did you see Beilein hired a woman?
Yes, they did. The Cavaliers, I'm sure they'll learn a lot from their new women's coach.
I mean, chances are.
You really think those players are going to go to her for advice?
Is she hot?
Not terribly. You know,
for advice, no. But maybe she can break down film and.
Okay,
I don't know.
That's fine.
Maybe
I'm glad.
There's a 99% chance that she's not all that. But what if she is?
Well, if John Beilein wants to risk his career on it, why don't they make her the head coach and find out what she's made of? This is terrible, but when I saw this story today, I clicked on, there was a little video of her coaching.
Oh, yeah.
And it showed her, like, screaming at refs.
Oh, good.
And stuff like that. And it just doesn't look the same to me when women scream at referees and when men scream at referees. I don't know, when the men do it, it seems kind of cool. When the women do it, I don't know, I'm not.
It seems like nagging.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's a fundamental thing.
It seems a little bitchy to me.
See?
But I know women and men are exactly the same, so I shouldn't look at it that way.
How do we make...
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Oh, all right.
That was one of the officials.
I wonder how we make that more, like, guy-friendly then.
You know, that's a great question.
Get away with it without being seen as bitchy or...
It's taken me a while, but I really, a while back, I reached the point where I thought, you know, it's great that women are bust, because they are. They're working hard. Softball, volleyball, basketball. They practice hours and hours and hours. They get good. They get scholarships. Mm-hmm. Maybe they play in the WNBA. Maybe they don't. But they get a lot out of it. And I have no complaint with that because I tried to do the same thing. I can't say it's wrong. I just wondered how sincere they were. And they're very sincere. They bust their asses. And we know that from the Olympics and whatnot. Of course, women want to do those things. But it always turns into this debate about Title IX and... The WNBA doesn't get paid enough. They look at what the money the men make. And it pisses me off because it's not the same thing. It shouldn't be judged the same. It probably shouldn't be paid the same. If I were the women, what I'd be doing is I'd be saying, women, support the fucking women. I mean, they're not drawing. So why can't they draw the women? If the women are just as good or they're just as entertaining, then why don't women go to see them play?
You're as good as any man.
Isn't there revenue to support it like the men?
They're not being paid by the government. They're being paid by capitalists.
They're being paid by the NBA. It's a charity league.
Yeah.
But then they bitch about, we don't fly first class like the men. Well, no, you don't generate the revenue. It has nothing to do with, it's not sexism. It's capitalism. And if you want to make it socialism, everybody can be paid the same, and we can have women and men on the same team. Do whatever you want. But... If you're gonna complain about it's not the same, then beat the men.
So Lindsay,
if you beat the men, if you dunk as much,
yeah, just like Thailand shouldn't have let us score 13 times.
Yeah, they weren't. They were really bad.
If we beat you, then aren't you just gonna be like whiny bitches at that point?
Well, I think a lot.
And we can't win because we're mean bitches when we yell. And then
you forget it.
If we beat you, then it's really going to be.
If there's a WNBA
put
team,
off and pouting.
If they had a WNBA All Star team and they took on a regular NBA team and they were actually competitive, can you imagine how that would be a huge? I know, Mark. I know. That would be a huge draw. People would absolutely watch that game.
It'd be worse than winning in soccer 13-0. I'm sorry.
I know that, but I'm just saying, if we're really the same.
I kind of want to see it.
Well, I think it'd be exciting. I would watch it.
Can we add that to the bill of Bieber and Cruz and Bradley Cooper banging Lady Gaga? That pay-per-view special?
Is there anything more on Cruz and Bieber, by the way?
Yes, there is.
What is up?
That's like it's become, I don't know what generated the first one, but it's become now
Bieber.
A social
Bieber
media
generated.
Phenomena where you challenge somebody who's 30 years older than you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah, Trudy, I challenged David Hasselhoff yesterday.
Oh, my God. Ouch.
Wow. What a bear trap that was.
Way to stand up for women.
Oh, there is an update, though, for
anybody.
Real. Is there?
Yep. Justin Bieber says he was just playing.
Of course.
I was just joking, guys. It was just joking around.
I find that a little hard to believe.
Oh, okay. No. It was a dumb thing to tweet.
No, wait. This is the best part.
Why did he do it?
Cruz should go, I'm not fucking joking. Let's do this.
That'd be great. I love that.
Call him out and challenge him.
He says, I don't know him. He's tight.
I don't know him. He's tight.
What, his butthole's tight?
Why don't you take your finger?
The story is, I saw an interview with him, and he was just on my mind. It was just a random tweet. I do that stuff sometimes.
Yeah, like put people's phone numbers out there.
Yeah, so why didn't he tweet that it was a joke like 10 minutes later when people started responding to it?
Because people
went,
what
the fuck?
There might be audio. He says, Tom would probably kick my ass. Let's see.
No, he wouldn't. Come on, Biebs.
He would.
Got your back, man.
I'm ready to bet on this.
You're going to fight with Tom Cruise?
What are you thinking of set, Justin?
You think you're going to win?
You
you're
going to win, Tom Cruise?
Man, did he buy R. Kelly's man?
If he doesn't want to accept your challenge?
Ooh.
Yeah. Can I see
you going to win that fight?
Can I see Jake's maybe the Jonas Brothers? Do you want to choose one of them?
I can't hear a word he's saying.
You think you thought for Will?
He hasn't said anything
it's
yet.
For real about Tom Cruise? You're gonna fight?
No, but you guys are good friends.
I just
played
with that.
Oh, good.
You guys are good friends.
Nice interview talking over him.
I don't know.
You don't know him?
Personally?
Yeah, he's good, man.
Just
story.
Oh, shut up, Ebes. Look at that van, though.
That's like sweet.
It's an R. Kelly van.
Going back to the women's soccer for a second, I remember when Billie Jean King challenged Bobby Riggs. Bobby Riggs was 56 years old, and he's a huckster. He's almost kind of like Trump. He was just a huckster more than anything. He was just always generated publicity. He was a funny guy. He was very sexist.
As evidenced,
I'm not even sure he was that sexist.
As evidenced by Steve Carell playing him in the movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and he challenged Margaret Court, who was the number one women's player, to a match, and he beat her 6-1, 6-0. He was 56. She was 27 or something, and she was number one. So Billie Jean. So then he's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And Billie Jean King said, I want you, Bobby Riggs. Wow. And it was the battle of the sexes. It was on national television. It was a big deal. I think it got huge ratings. I remember watching it as a kid. And Billie Jean King beat Bobby Riggs 6-4, 6-3. And I mean to tell you, it was a huge deal. But the point that got lost a little bit in this is that Bobby Riggs was 56, and he really wasn't that great a tennis player on the men's tour. I don't even know if he won any majors. I don't think he did. I think he was just a real average men's professional tennis player who was 56 years old. Billie Jean King was 29 or 30 or something. I mean, she was at the close to the prime of her career.
So how bad
people got
did
off
she
on watching it. She beat him 6-4, 6-3. She beat his ass pretty good. I was honestly surprised that he could beat Margaret Court so badly and lose to Billie Jean King. That was weird.
Now, the best battle is today, Billie Jean King versus Margaret Court. Do you know about that?
Mm. Oh, it's about...
Margaret Court is very, very
anti-gay,
religious.
Isn't she?
And homophobic, anti-gay. Oh. And so Billie Jean King wants, I think, the Australian, one of the big tennis tournaments actually played at Margaret Court Court. And so she wants that renamed. Because she's
anti-gay.
Did you guys watch the movie? Did you see the movie?
No.
Battle of the Sexes?
No, not at all.
I did not see that. No. It was probably okay, wasn't it?
Emma Stone and Steve Carell.
Did you watch it?
No. Had a decent cast, I guess.
Is tennis the only sport where it's, I think, more entertaining to watch the women play than the men?
Do women do better than men?
I don't know. In my personal opinion, I think it's better to watch.
I don't think they do
better.
Is
Tom Mazaway in the room?
I don't think they do better, but you're able to watch volleys. And when you watch the men, it's one hit done.
Yeah,
not always.
If you had to watch a tennis match, you wouldn't rather watch women play than men?
No, because the men are better players.
Really? Wow, okay.
You sit around watching women's tennis? I didn't
know that. I don't watch any tennis, but I'm just saying if I had to, I would absolutely watch women's tennis over men's.
Maybe we have a few tennis aficionados in the audience
who will tell us, are
people watching more women's tennis than men's tennis? I don't even know.
Well, I mean,
I don't watch enough.
Basically because of what Brandon said, though.
I like playing tennis, but I'm not good at it.
Plus, the games are shorter because they play one less set.
They play one less set.
Week.
And there's some hotties.
Play the finals the day before, too.
I don't know why they can't play.
But they're out of breath.
And when they play, they don't sound like this.
Yeah, they do. Monica Seles used to sound like that.
Oh, that's right.
There's got to be some Monica Seles audio. That's why that guy stabbed her in the back. I'm so tired of
hearing
her grunt.
Oh, Jesus.
I was, she was my Halloween costume one year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, insane.
Oh, that was a great costume.
It was fun.
It was a plastic knife.
Yeah, it was. What? What did you want me to do?
She was out for about 2 years.
Oh, my God. Hola.
Wow, it was like really.
Yeah, there she
girly.
Is.
Oh.
Monica Seles.
Did they show the stabbing on TV? Was that match on TV when that happened? That was so weird.
So I did about 13 seconds of internet research here, and this is for Wimbledon 2018. The women's final had more viewers.
Okay.
But that could be because Serena was in it, who's American.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know who the number one player is in the men.
Oh, it's got to be, Nadal just won. It's been the same three it has been for a decade. Nadal, Federer, and Djokovic.
Oh, there's the guy who
there's
did
Monica.
It.
There's Monica.
Well,
maybe it was televised.
How bad was the injury?
Well, she's walking
around.
Wait,
she's standing up.
Yeah.
What?
Wasn't she out for like 5 years or something after that? She was out for a while, I think.
Can you imagine, though? You're playing tennis and someone stabs you in the back. Jeez, I know, it's pretty weird. You'd be kind of paranoid.
I know, you'd think there'd be a little security.
Sure.
But if somebody does it once, I'd probably play the next week because there's no way somebody's going to stab you 2 weeks in a row.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are the odds? Or maybe you're more susceptible to being stabbed. You don't know. Maybe you're more stabbable.
You know, interesting topic.
People like to stab you.
Somebody sent me a story today. It was a great story. It was about mass shootings.
Yeah.
And it was talking about how it's been studied, as in, why are there so many mass shootings? Why are there more mass shootings? And they've come up with a lot of different reasons. And this guy said he feels it's fairly obvious, and he compared it to a lot of other things. With each mass shooting, the threshold to be a mass shooter goes down. In other words, it's not as big a deal because it's been done 8 times in the last 9 months. So
people are more aware, maybe, of the warning
signs? Well, the people doing it don't
everybody's
think it's,
doing it.
Yeah,
oh, it's passé?
It's kind of chic. You know, it's like a fashion or something, but on a much smaller level. And they compared it to a riot where they said, you don't try and figure out why each individual person rioted. I mean, mass shootings have become large enough that you need to look at the reason why the whole are doing it. Not each individual person doesn't decide to riot. The threshold for throwing a rock at the police is lower every time someone throws a rock at the police.
Yeah.
Because you go, ah, fuck, there's been 50 thrown. I'll throw one, too. Who fucking cares? What are they going to do?
Yeah, groupthink.
Mm-hmm. And that's how mass shootings work. It was a really interesting story. I didn't get to finish it, and I want to finish it.
Yeah. Interesting psychology.
Yeah, and he was also describing how there was definitely a change, and I knew this, and it's true, since when Harrison Klebold at Columbine did it, they were celebrated as this pair of guys who did all these cool things. They had a website. They had a manifesto. And they sort of set the table for a lot of the people in the future who said, oh, I got to be like those guys. And there were tons of websites celebrating them and how cool it was that they fought back. Yeah. And at that point, the threshold for doing it was lower because it was just kept happening. So people thought of it as something that you could do as opposed to something one lunatic did. And I think a comparison would be, you know, people recording people at rock concerts. If no one did it, but, you know, to stop people from doing it, it's like, no, the threshold is gone. It's already over the top. Everyone watches the concert through their recording device. And so getting people to stop doing it, because we were talking about it at the Chappelle show. It's like, why you can't get people to not do that? And of course, everybody was with us going, no, you can't. You absolutely can't. I said, but people don't have sex at the concert.
Yet.
Because they know they can't. People don't shoot heroin in the fourth row because they know they have to go find a place to sneak around to do it because you can't do it. So apparently, because it's just so normalized that you record everything, people feel they have to do it or they can do it, and there's nothing wrong with it, and it doesn't matter if the guy doesn't want them to, they should do it anyway.
Well, it's so easy to record something.
Well, it is
easy.
It's
hard to, you know, chew up heroin.
It's not that hard if you got it loaded.
I mean, you don't
it's just sticking a needle in your arm. Watch Intervention. It's easy.
Isn't the point, though, of shooting during the concert to say, I was there, I'm here right now, ha, 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 you're not, I'm here.
Well, yeah, I think it is, but when they're telling you they don't want you to, and you still say, I'm doing it anyway, because he's doing it, she's doing it, he's doing it, he's doing it, who cares?
Right.
What are they going to do to me?
Sure. Hey, by the way, speaking of stabbing, it's O.J. Simpson murder day.
Oh, right.
Yes, it is.
I'm in no negative zone, Trudy.
Now, on Thursday is the 12th of June, correct?
Yes.
No. Yeah.
No, today.
Oh, no. Wednesday. Wednesday's the 12th. That's right. Yeah. So I won't thanks for listening to the podcast, you, but we were talking about it yesterday because people were listening to
it.
But it is the day. And of course, Kim Goldman was on Good Morning America with Ron Goldman, who, by the way, looks pretty much the same except his hair is gray.
He does.
I know he is. He's such a cool guy. I really love Ron Goldman.
Do too.
And
I like Kim. We interviewed Kim.
Yeah, Kim is, you know, I have all the respect in the world for her. And
Fred Goldman.
Oh, did you say
Fred.
Ron?
I didn't mean Ron. Yeah, Ron, by the way, they used the picture of Ron with the headband, which is so stupid. It makes him just look so dated. And
so dated.
Yeah, look at that picture. Look at that. Would anyone wear that ever? I mean, no, he shouldn't have worn it then.
If he was so hot in '94.
If he was that age now, he would be on that photo would be on Instagram. He'd be an influencer.
He would have hundreds of thousands of, you know.
Then there was somebody who was talking before the show of starting an Instagram with and putting pictures of people like that up there.
I hate saying dead people Instagram.
What?
Well, if Bundy had an Instagram and you found a new picture of him to put up every day.
Let's make one.
Put one of the shirt off. Bundy Instagram.
He could put up a picture of a day of the day.
I bet you could put a picture of his girls.
I bet
you there's already one.
You could build an account.
I bet you could do that and fool a lot of people to not knowing it's Ted Bundy. Goldman's a little hard because those photos are so well known.
And Ron Goldman, the more I read about him, I thought he was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Thought he was really hot. I don't think he was as hot as he thought he was.
Did not deserve to die for that.
No. It was not a criminal offense. But he really...
Speak for yourself.
when you see that picture with the headband, it's like, oh, boy, you know, I thought he was hot in that picture. He's not. It looks silly. And
Maybe he sweat a lot.
He was trying to have a modeling career, and I feel like if I was Fred, I would have said,
an all right looking
you're not
guy.
A male model.
No, he wasn't.
He was 26 years old.
Really?
He was 26. His modeling days were over. If you don't make it by then, you're done. He was waiting tables at Mezzaluna.
He's waiting to be discovered.
He needed his big break. Plus, his dad had enough money to keep him floating until something came along.
I just don't think he was that hot. I don't think he should have been a male
model. Kim's got a podcast now.
Good for her.
That's great.
I just figure the more people get into podcasting, the better it is for everybody. The Clintons have a podcast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's got to be awful.
Is it Bill
she
and
Chelsea? She talks real loud.
Wait a second. We listened to some of it.
Bill and Chelsea.
Yeah. They only had one
Bill
episode
Chelsea.
Out.
Chelsea Clinton has a podcast. Chat. Now, can you believe someone?
Hillary can be 50 iTunes. Feet away and you can still hear her on mic.
Hillary's doing She is. Hillary does have one.
Turn my mic up.
Hillary and Chelsea have signed a production deal in Hollywood to start producing films and movies. It's amazing how Chelsea's got these two great ventures. I don't know why Hillary and Bill aren't doing anything together.
Oh, they got a new one out. Let's see. So the first episode was Jose and Andres.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
This one is... Oh, this is just a preview. They haven't set out... This is.
Who is that? Is that Bill and Chelsea?
Yeah.
Let's see it.
You know, we're here today, Kurt, on this pretty extraordinary moment together.
I mean, why is Hillary
what was your reaction when you heard that finally, after 50 years, the NYPD was going to actually apologize?
Wow. I don't even know how to put it into words. 50 years ago, they were arresting us and fighting us, and they blocked themselves our bar.
Yeah, Stonewall.
And now, a formal apology 50 years later. I think it's amazing that this is happening, where we've come. We're now together.
Chelsea's so woke.
For more, subscribe now for free on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to
podcasts. No thanks.
Are you kidding?
It's got a 3.8 rating.
Ah! Can you read some one stars?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Let's see.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Tell me that one story where you took advantage of a young lady in your elected office. That'd be fun. That'd be a good episode. Mm. Here's a one star. Stop insulting us. The Clinton regime has had decades to speak, be heard, contribute to society. Why do they need a brand new platform? Think about it.
I would rather hear, evaluations of the technical quality of the podcast, but everybody's going to go to politics.
Yeah, I guess so. That's probably boring.
Who chooses what gets promoted on the iTunes page? Promoted shows with no episodes can have a one star. And so he gave him a one star.
Wow.
Read the one that says really. That's a good one.
Where?
Oh, really? Apple Podcasts can continue to push this rubbish all they want. Just keep giving one-star ratings. America has had enough of the Clintons. Please stop.
Honestly,
just blanking. Stop.
I am tired of Apple pushing these shows from these important people, who they decide
to feature. They're pushing names.
And Anna Faris pushing Topher Grace. I mean, honest to God. Listen to Anna Faris is unqualified below, and I push the play button, and it's Topher Grace.
Wow.
They actually fool you into listening to Topher Grace's podcast.
How long did you listen?
About 15 minutes.
Really?
I did.
Gee.
Because first I was pissed. I'm like, wait, why is this Topher Grace? And then I found out when I started reading the reviews that they do it in other places, too. They tell you you're listening to Anna Faris is unqualified, and they play Topher Grace.
Oh, that's... That's bait and switch.
It's bogus, but it gets Topher Grace a lot of listens.
There's another one star for Clinton's podcast. Enough is Enough, starring Jennifer Lopez. I'm not going to pull a political slant, but this podcast is just awful. There's nothing informative, interesting, or original. All this podcast delivers is self-aggrandizing by two individuals who don't know how to take their money and just go away.
Wow.
It is kind of stunning the way the Clintons have gone for the money, is it not?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the business, and sometimes when I hear about presidents cashing in, because people were bitching about Obama's Netflix deal, and I thought, you know, that's nothing. It's understood, if you're a politician, that when you're no longer doing this, you'll represent South Korea, you'll represent Ethiopia as a lobbyist, and you'll make millions, or you'll have a podcast deal, or you'll have a Netflix deal, and it's that part's gone. I mean, the speeches they give, the money they're paid, speak to Wall Street and never say a word that you say during your campaign. But, oh, it's Hillary Clinton and she's being supportive and she's making lots of money and whoopee-doo.
Here's a great one-star review on the Bill Clinton and Chelsea Clinton podcast from Paul. It says, what about Hillary? Why isn't Hillary involved?
And by the way, the Tony Rodham death, I thought, brought
Tony
light.
Rodham.
Tony Rodham, Hillary Rodham Clinton's brother, died. Okay. Tony Rodham. Okay. Tony Rodham, who was paid
thoughts and prayers.
Who was paid $245,000 to consult a person who had a pardon up for Bill Clinton?
Are you shitting me?
No, and he was paid $245,000, and Bill pardoned him.
That's a quid pro quo. How come it was incredible?
People bitched about it, but it was like, whatever. What are you going to do? Bill Clinton signed it, so it's done.
What was Tony Rodham's like?
Mark Rich, his wife raised millions for the. I mean, those things happen, and Bill Clinton could give a shit. And Tony Rodham had other deals with the Clinton Foundation.
Doesn't that pay him that he's millions married, of dollars, or that he's the sibling of?
Well, that's up to Bill and Hillary. They didn't care.
He was a consultant.
Yeah, I mean, he worked on the Democratic National Committee.
And businessman, so. Oh,
you know, the whole emoluments business, I understand it. And it's impossible for Donald Trump to do anything that would not affect his ability to make money. And I've often wondered, especially recently, because I read a story about how his condos in New York are devalued. He's so disliked in the state of New York that people don't want to buy his condos. And the people in the building are bitching. They're also saying, they're not spending money on the building the way they used to either, because it's not worth as much. I guess. I don't know.
Whoa.
Maybe he's a lousy landlord. But
it's because he's not in charge anymore. He leaves and nothing happens.
And some of his hotels, too, people don't want to stay there. In fact, the NBA, some NBA teams were staying in Trump hotels, and they all just said, no, we cannot stay in Trump hotels
anymore. Teach them.
But you know, I assume there's stuff that goes into his hotels because he's president, or there's more awareness. I don't know what the deal is overall, but it's interesting to me when people pick out one thing, like I think it was a group from China that stayed at the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C.
Saudi Arabia, too.
This hotel is getting a lot of business because he's president. And then you look at, you know, Tony Rodham. Mm-hmm. This stuff goes on. It just does. Joe Biden put his son on this stupid board. And
I think maybe the difference is that it's okay if it's the sibling of a spouse, but now when it's directly the person?
Well, it's wrong in any case.
Oh, I agree with that. I just mean legally.
Tony Rodham was Bill Clinton's brother-in-law.
No, I know. But the emoluments clause is for the actual president, right?
Well, yeah. And honestly, I couldn't tell you if he's making money or losing money, because it seems to me he is more disliked than he ever was. I'm sure. I wonder if he anticipated that he would be so. I mean, people literally are devaluing his property in New York.
It's got to be a surprise to him, don't you think?
Yeah, I kind of think so. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know if he cares.
Oh,
to be honest.
He certainly doesn't care.
But I would think he would care.
But whether
he cares
making
about money,
making money. Because of his, the thing that
he's making plenty of money.
Well, the thing that is, I think, most people's concern is that it's a foreign power coming in and staying in and expecting a quid pro quo.
Yeah,
for patronizing his properties, possibly.
I'm curious when all is said and done, and he's finally out of, you know, all the presidents, every one of them has a high school named after him. You know, some kind of a public.
Oh no!
Are we going to get a Trump high school?
No way! No way! No, maybe. No airport, no high school, no nothing.
Maybe in, you know, areas where he's very strong.
The big question is he going to get a library? Because they all get libraries.
Oh, yeah.
And usually that comes from donations.
Would he give a shit about a library?
I would think so. To a, with his ego? Reason,
I don't know. It doesn't seem like something he'd care about. Because he would never want to go there.
You really don't think so?
I don't know. Maybe he would.
I mean, it'd be the best library ever.
Yeah.
Most books.
It needs to be audio.
It would have the best rating.
Audio library.
It would have the best attendance, yes. The longest line.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it. I doubt he spends loses a lot of sleep over it. But anyway, we got a boner line to get to. And
so, am I suspended for eating cookies and two violations of thanks for listening to the podcast?
Absolutely not.
No, not yet.
If anything, you got a lot of points.
I'm on probation.
You got a lot of points for bringing the cookies. Although, actually, Zoov's brought them in.
They were good.
Well, because
paid for them.
I told him to.
Hey, Joey paid for them, too.
Does anyone?
Trudy. That was a great response.
Joe just carried them.
No, he said he paid for them.
He paid for them. Wow.
My direction.
Trudy might have rolled her eyes.
I know.
I don't know. Might have. I didn't see. It's crazy.
Mark, you narc.
Well, he saw you roll your eyes. You saw her roll your eyes.
Nobody gets a break around here.
Sorry. Behind.
I'm just kidding. She didn't do that.
Did you see that Fotis Doulos got bond?
Yeah, did you see him jogging today?
What the?
There's pictures of him jogging.
Why are they bonding a guy who they have video of dropping bloody clothes of the woman who's missing?
His girlfriend is turning evidence against him. So
why would they bond him?
Maybe they want him to lead them to the site of the murder.
Look at him. There he's jogging.
What'd they say to him?
Ugly. Those are killing shoes.
Ugly ass murderer.
Do you have any comment?
Nice try.
He's got headphones on, idiot.
What t-shirt is he wearing?
Man, he's kind of a plotter, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is.
Let's do him plot along.
He's hired an expensive lawyer who's supposed to be pretty good, who says witnesses place him at his home. Well, that's great, but why is he dropping her bloody clothes 100 miles away in Hartford the next night? Mm-hmm. Why is he doing that? That's kind of interesting, considering he had nothing to do with it. How's he end up with the bloody clothes?
That's
And the altered license plate also. What's that all about?
That's tampering with evidence.
$500,000 bond.
Weird.
I just feel like someone like this, they've got him on video dropping off bloody clothes with her blood. It's already tested. They've got his DNA with her blood in her sink. Why would you give him bond at all?
I don't know.
I mean, isn't this tiresome, these people getting bond? It's like the millionaire in California that's missing, who they bonded, and he disappeared. Oh, he's going to live with his father, and he's got on his ankle, the ankle bracelet.
Tether.
And, of course, he just cuts it off, and they don't figure it out for 3 weeks, and he's gone, and they haven't seen him in 3 years. No, it's bullshit, and they knew he murdered her. He had the 911 call. They were laughing at him on 911 when he said, yeah, the murderer made me drive with my wife's body all the way down to Mexico. And they're like, okay, hold on, I got a supervisor. This is too stupid. And he was so totally busted. Everyone knows he did it. Everyone knows this guy did it.
I don't know. He's got his alibi.
Yeah. Well,
I'm shocked that tethers don't work better than that.
Oh, yeah.
What was that movie?
Just cut them off.
John Oliver did a big thing about tethers and how easy they are to slide out or cut off.
I just don't.
What a joke they are.
I don't understand. I mean, it seems that we're so against privilege, and this is a place where privilege is so obvious. A murderer. He murdered her. And not only that, she begged him. She begged the authorities. He is going to kill me. I am in danger. I am frightened for my life. And they did nothing. And he killed her. And she's missing. I assume he killed her. He's dropping her bloody clothes off in 30 locations or bloody items off in 30 different garbage bags in Hartford on videotape. His DNA's in the sink with her blood. I think they got a pretty good case.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And both he and his girlfriend have bond. I don't get it. It's like Kellen Winslow Jr., $2 million bond. What does he do? He goes right to his health club, drops his towel, and gets nude in a hot tub next to a 78-year-old, masturbates next to her, and what do you know? He did it again. I guess we got to put him away and not give him bond. Why'd you give him bond in the first place? He had four rapes, two indecent exposures. He's got two entering buildings without approval, two homes of older women that they believe he was going to rape. They haven't even charged him with.
I didn't do this stuff.
R. Kelly, thank you. I mean, honest to God, yeah. You know they're going to commit crimes when they're out. You know there's a damn good chance this guy Fotis will take off, I think, but I don't know.
Well, he already did. I saw him running.
Oh, jogging. I know, you got to love that. I got to stay in shape. I mean, even if I'm in prison, I got to look hot.
What if he just keeps jogging to the border?
I certainly would think there's a great chance that guy will take off. If he has the resources.
I don't know. It's too public now, though. Like, he's everywhere. How far can he really get?
I don't know.
What I mean by that is...
That guy in Maine, that guy...
What I mean, like, the news is going to follow him. You saw him just following him jogging. They're going to be all over him. He's the one guy that's not going to be able to go anywhere.
Doug is at the Seeger concert, and look who else is there with him.
Oh, Jack Nicholson.
And Tom Cruise.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What do they get in everywhere?
These guys are everywhere.
That's really fun.
Oh, that's a great picture.
They've all got their sunglasses on.
You can't handle the truth.
That's funny.
You were reading about Euphoria? I read about it earlier today.
Oh, my God, that sounds great, this show.
Yeah, it's the new HBO show that they say is going to authentically, more authentically than anything previously, show what the sort of teen life is all about. And
well, the big thing is there's going to be an erect penis on the show.
Yes, Eric Dane's erect penis. It's not his, though. It's a prosthetic, which if this show's authentic, I want Eric Dane's erect penis or forget it.
They tried. There were just too many takes. He couldn't get hard.
So what's up? Is penis, you not happy with his penis or something?
I guess not.
It didn't show well?
There's allegedly 13 peni in the first episode.
There's 30 penises.
Or 30, yeah, I'm sorry,
that
you're right.
Penis of yours.
Who, by the way, who's the creep counting penises in the episode?
Well, and then there's another cast member who quit in the middle of a scene, and they had to find someone else and reshoot all this stuff, and he quit in the middle of the scene because there were homosexual overtones that wasn't in the script.
You want to see the trailer?
He's just like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, let's see the trailer. This is what your kids will be watching.
Kids, I'm watching it.
Anyone for penis?
Story about your summer.
At some point, you make a choice about who you are.
Nice.
And what you want.
Looks pretty stupid so far.
Ooh, that was a drug transaction.
Hey, I'm Rue. I'm an addict. You're about to start a brand new chapter.
Why do we applaud people for saying I'm an addict? I don't think that's applaud-worthy.
I'm Rue.
Trained behind
her. Jules. Suddenly, the whole world goes dark.
Ooh.
And nothing else matters but the person standing in front of you.
Hey, that's that Zendaya chick. Your
generation. Yeah.
What? Didn't she have a controversy or something? Or she got mad at somebody?
Who said she smelled like weed? Yeah.
That's right. Who said that?
Red carpet people.
That's right.
Oh, Giuliani.
Giuliani Rancic.
Gee.
Yeah, Giuliana Rancic. Yeah, she's fired for that. Blown out.
Every time I feel good, I think it'll last forever. But it doesn't.
Lesbians. So it's just a high school story about sex and drugs.
And sex, yeah,
so,
yeah, right. A lot of drugs.
So
there's an overdose in the first episode. Also, there's Eric Dane's erect penis, which is being used on his underage girlfriend who's 17 and trans.
So they're cool with that. HBO's.
And there's a choking. There's a heist. There's a teenage sex scene with choking, and then there's 30 penises and. I don't know.
HBO's cool with all that, but here's where their limits are. According to Levinson, not Barry Levinson, but his kid, and Zendaya, executives pushed back on two scenes. One was the opening shot, which in the final version begins with Zendaya's character narrating her birth. I was repeatedly crushed over and over by the cruel cervix of my mother, she says in a CGI clip of herself as a baby in utero plays on screen. But Levinson actually wanted to start with a dolly shot that began on the lights in the hospital room, boomed down behind a doctor and went straight between her mother's legs and into her vagina.
Beautiful.
And HBO's like, nah, you can't open that way. Levin said, I just thought if it's a battle I don't need to fight right now. They had already shot the scene, though.
She's in Spider-Man.
Wait, they shot the acted scene?
Yeah, with the actress Nika King.
She plays MJ.
Why don't they go in Katie Couric's butt while they're at it? Already been there.
And the other one they had a problem with was... a scene that featured dozens of naked high school boys and what Levinson intended as a gender-bent homage to the famous Carrie locker room scene. He said there were about 80 penai in that shot, and they whittled it down to 30, apparently.
Great work.
Sounds like the worst video ever.
When I read about this, I had just read something about someone's trans child. Does it seem like every third Hollywood couple has a trans child?
Yeah, everybody's...
What's the percentage of trans people?
You're a guy.
I'm not knocking them either. I'm just saying it suddenly seems like, okay, there were like 1 out of 1,000 people was trans. Now it seems like 1 out of 10.
One out of 1,000 is way less than that, isn't it?
Probably. But I'm just saying it seemed like it was a very rare thing. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing or anything's wrong with it. But it just seems like all of a sudden, what's her name? Not Gwyneth Paltrow.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. And also the other super hot blonde who played Monster.
Yeah, South African. We're all in love with
Charlize
her.
Theron.
Charlize Theron as a trans child or a child that's going to be. By the way, why do you talk about the sexuality of a 7-year-old? Does it seem like that's something the 7-year-old should talk about when they're old enough to talk about than rather their parents talking about it? And the parents don't like you're bragging about it, by the way.
No, we need to know their sexual preference even if they're 7 years old.
Gender and sexual preference are different.
A 7-year-old, okay, gender preference? I don't know. I mean, is that something a public... I don't know if I'd be discussing it publicly unless my child...
I wouldn't either.
Did you feel you had to declare your gender identity at some point when you were like 5 or 6 years old?
I didn't, but I didn't have that issue. I don't know. Maybe these kids want their parents to talk. I don't know.
They say the kids know by age 4 or 5 what gender they fall in line with.
But do they know enough to know that they want it being discussed in the Daily Mail?
I don't think they want
New York Times. I mean,
if I was a celebrity, I wouldn't want my kid discussed at all.
I wouldn't either. I got to tell you, I'm surprised at how much stuff I see about kids on social media in general. I would think
I agree.
Maybe.
I agree.
Of course, the kids have accounts of their own, so whatever.
No, Drew, I'm with you. I don't know why you'd want to put your kids out there. You've got to keep those egos in check.
That just seems like something very personal. Maybe I'm wrong. But I swear, it seems like one out of every 20 people is trans now. It just seems like, because I just read a lot of stupid stuff and... It's stupid, but I just read a lot of different sources, and it just seems like it's, Eric Dana has sex with a 17-year-old trans person, and she's underage. And
well, isn't it the same theory as the guy who explained mass shootings? It's just commonplace, so more people...
I guess.
Oh, okay, person's trans.
People are declaring themselves.
I'll feel that way.
It may be that because it's normalized to say that you are, maybe just more people are coming out with it now.
Right,
sure. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Doesn't affect me. Okay, you want to get us out of here, Brandon? Oh, the Hall Financial. The Hall Financial Hotline was shutting down there.
For our brains.
So dramatic.
Like us on Facebook if you get a chance, and please rate us. And this, our ratings get stagnant if I don't mention it. And we always love to see that we get more and more ratings. And look at some of these other shows, and I go, oh my God, they've got so many. Why are we competing on this level?
Hey, give us more ratings because you don't want Bill and Chelsea to win, right? Do you?
No, it is
enough
nice.
Motivation.
We have great ratings. We got a flurry of 1-star a-holes. I don't know why they did that, but. Oh, well, the 5 stars make up for it. You can rate us on Facebook. You can rate us on iTunes and many other places. And we do certainly appreciate it when you do. I think we have 4,125 on iTunes, but we can always use more. And also, if you'd rate Charlie LaDuff, No BS News, ML Soul of Detroit, they don't ask for it. They get. I don't know how we're going to teach these guys.
Yes.
Damn it. No filter does.
ML does, too. New episode tomorrow morning, and I gotta say it's the best one yet. Might say that about everyone, but it honestly was a really, really good episode.
I thought it was a great idea. I was looking forward to hearing it because he's got the prosecutor of the Kilpatrick story, and he's comparing Kwame's note to Trump for a pardon to the actual case.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great idea. I can't wait. It was nice to meet him today, too.
Yes.
And we appreciate Michael. Him coming down here.
So. It's a really good listen, if I do say so myself.
Here's the bottom line. Say it.
Now it's time for the bottom line. Time to use that skip button. Terrible.
So I now understand why Drew likes 90 Day Fiancé so much.
It was just revealed that all of the girls have huge tubes on the show.
Man, she is like two cantaloupes squeezed into a garden hose.
Dude, you guys need to call David Trump. We need an update just in case there's any changes in the memorabilia. Come on, you guys. You've talked about calling him a few times now.
I couldn't honestly tell you.
Mel Gibson drops Don't Stop Those Ever. Hilarious.
Who cares?
You guys are talking about Kevin Spacey, and Drew said, I would not last 3 minutes with a guy's hand in my pants. Hot.
Don't mess with Maz Day.
Fuck you, Tom.
Damn it.
The podcast notes. I don't know if you guys are putting in more work than other podcasts.
That's right.
But the notes and the way that it just takes you right to the story that you guys are talking about, that's all perfect. That's great.
Great.
Recently got a cameo for my birthday for Andy Dick. That was great.
Andy!
Question, does Walter in the Booth do cameo? Because I would like to purchase one for somebody.
What?
You guys were pretty good for, you know, a couple weeks there where you didn't play that fucking MacGruber, Jeff Bezos sex scene. Next time I hear it, you're getting a one-star review. I can't fucking take it anymore.
I'm fucking shoot.
The fact that Brandon ranks Red Dead Redemption up with as good as the moon landing is fucking epic. And that game is badass.
You're playing Red Dead Redemption 2?
True. Reason why Rock Radio isn't playing Bruce Springsteen and John Mellencamp because they suck. They're awful. I'd rather hear that stupid cowbell song by Blue Oyster Cult. Bruce Springsteen sucks bad. Sounds like he's singing, taking a dump, trying to push one out. Every song sounds exactly the same.
Being Bruce isn't easy.
I was listening to you guys talk about people in the Dominican who got sick and someone died, I think, and Trudy had the shits. Well, I went to the Dominican, and I thought I was going to die, and I had the shits for like 2 weeks. I couldn't even wipe my ass. It was just bleeding. Most painful thing I've ever experienced.
It's hurting me very badly. I'm in pain all the time.
Hey, you guys. I love the podcast. I've listened ever since day one. I'm calling because I have audio separated at birth. The Social Security office, like Monster Woman. Okay, that was totally Charlotte.
You have 7 days to live.
That is my daddy. It was an agent.
Hi. You guys are my podcast boyfriend. And I love you. And of course, I have a girl crush on Trudy.
Nice.
But I'm calling in regards to the girl that did not flush. I, too, am a female that leaves gargantuan loads. I'm a vegan. Ooh! Which I think adds to the size.
Gross!
But in my defense, I do want to say my boyfriend has no idea that my colon holds that much fecal matter.
Gross!
And I think the reason is, A, because I always flush. B, because I always have air freshener on me. And C, I always have flushable wipes available to keep my female area clean. So that's it. See ya.
Thank you, Jesus.
See ya.
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 See ya.